Hold on, we gotta get this guy's name right first.
Wait, I'm recording. No, we could fuck around. Matt's not listening yet anyway. He'll hear this in the replay. Okay, now we're streaming. Now you're fucked.
All right, hold on.
You want me to just do the open? Wait, why are you giving Liberty commercial? Liberty Mutual free commercial. What's wrong with you?
Hold on. Now it's even date night. Las Vegas.
Fucking worse.
What is this?
This is a promo with the Bruisers. Or the Bouncers.
I really...
All right, that's enough of that.
All right, you want me to just start?
Go for it.
Tonight, we're picking Ring of Honor, Death Before Dishonor, and
Yeah!
Andy Milonakis is joining us.
One half of the Bouncers on the Shining Wizards!
Yeah, we got some other shit. Picks. Hope you enjoy it.
Picks!
Back
picks.
After this!
Oh my God. Know. We're dying.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is Ring of Honor superstar Shane Taylor, a.k.a. One Punch Shane, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
Hell yeah! Got a dick!
Holy cow.
Yeah, baby.
We really needed that the opening music and all this to take
get,
it down
get
a notch.
It out. Yeah, get it out of our
Holy
system
cow.
First. Wow.
Folks, it's the two-man group joining you live here on The Rant.
For now.
For now. And then fucking Meat Teats is going to show up in about 20 minutes.
Meat to Meat Teats.
Meat to meat. Fuck, I gotta play it.
It's like meat to meat.
The one to go meat to meat.
We really need themes, some sort of theme for the two-man group action nonsense. Hello, everyone, and once again, you are listening to us live on The Rant. Maybe you're listening to us in download form on the podcast platform of your choice. But, of course, we are the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Well, like I said a few minutes ago, it's a two-man group right now. Tony.
Kevin.
And we are waiting for Matt to join us just in a few minutes.
Thank you. Again, episode 446.
Holy Christ.
Crazy Town, USA. Just, you know, three episodes after this will get us to...
450. We're not celebrating 450.
No, we're not, but it's still a nice little little feather in the capski.
We might call that the Too Cold Scorpio episode.
Or I see what you did there.
Ah, yeah.
You know, it's funny because he's obviously the 450 splash. Was he the first?
Hell yeah!
That's it. Was he the first one to do the 450? Probably not.
He
right?
was probably the first one I remember doing it.
Right. And I'll tell you why I bring this up.
Okay.
Because I listened to the debut of Arn Anderson's podcast today.
Okay. I only got about 15, 20 minutes
Me
in.
Me too. Okay. So you definitely heard this part where Arn Anderson, when Conrad asked him about whether or not he had a finisher in mind, and he said, no, of course, I wasn't thinking about that. When he first started, he knew he was going to lose all the time. But I did pick up this little nugget of information. Arn Anderson invented the Gourd Buster.
That kind of makes sense, right?
He said on Conrad's podcast, or his podcast, he would lift you up, and I was thinking, I'd go for a suplex and then just drop you right on your face instead of your back.
Yeah, the pancake.
The pancake-ish.
And which was stolen later by One Man Gang for the 747 finish.
I never knew Arn Anderson invented the Gourd Buster.
That's pretty wild.
That's a nice little Tuesday fact there.
And, you know, they've said it a million times. Arn Anderson has looked 40 for his entire life.
Oh, 100%.
He's always looked like an old man.
He sounds like he's 80, though.
Yeah, he's a little bit slower, but...
But, like you said, I only got 20 minutes in. I can't wait to listen to that vehicle. But I'll tell you what, Tony.
What, Kevin?
I'm feeling very clean.
Oh, are you plugging something?
I'm feeling very clean, and you actually look very clean, Tony. Do you feel clean?
I guess, sure.
And when Matt gets here, I'm pretty sure Matt's gonna feel clean as well. And you know why?
Why?
Because we all took baths.
Oh, on fucking hell, dude!
Our
I
new
didn't know
Japan
where you were going
picks.
With that. Woof.
We all took big old bubble baths, and we're so fresh and so clean. Because our pick sucked.
But did we take baths as bad as I did on the fucking AEW pay-per-view? Because I not only took a bath, I was fucking swim walking through
the
fucking
waters.
Yeah,
but that bath took a rebath because you went perfect on the last show, a last pick. So
yes.
So you were perfection, so that erases all negative connotations of the term bath. But we did our New Japan picks, and we all did horrible.
And I did them at first under protest, and I said, fuck it, bring it on, and I should have said fuck it in protest.
And of course, when Matt gets here in the second hour of the show, we will be making picks for Ring of Honor,
for Ring of Honor,
Death Before
yes.
Dishonor.
Yes.
A lot of good matches on that show, of course, and we will wait for SW Matt to arrive, but ooh, so clean with the bath I took.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so clean that I'm ready for Impact to make its fucking debut on Access TV next week.
That is so clean. That's a clean move.
Well, we've been talking about it for weeks, months, how bad it is that Impact doesn't have, like, TV. And now, you know, Access isn't in every home. It's not in my home.
I don't have
but
it.
But at least it's in some homes. Like, I know Shit for Brains over here is going to have it in his house. But that's a good thing, because now more eyes on the product.
It's like DDP. That's not a bad thing.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
So yeah, that's a super... And on Tuesdays...
Which is like, hey, Tuesdays are wide open now, so it makes sense.
And I didn't think about that at first. I'm like, look at these idiots going head to head with SmackDown.
Whoops.
And like, oh, wait a second. Then I watch football, and then every other commercial was SmackDown.
So what's our week going to look like now? It's going to
be baby.
Raw.
Baby.
It's going to be Raw. It's going to be Impact. Then it's going to be NXT and AEW.
Then I guess if you want to watch Beyond Wrestling, that's on the independent.tv.
What night does Ring of Honor air on?
See, God damn.
And who's on Access that's losing their spots now? Because I don't have Sinclair. I don't have Access. I don't have any of these fucking channels.
You don't have Access to Sinclair.
Neither. Oh, I don't have Sinclair to Access. Doesn't work the other way.
No.
So
no.
I was trying to work with you there, and I kind of fucked it up.
Yeah, you did. A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. Elizabeth. A little bit. You, that, every time we say a little bit, you got to say it like Macho Man.
A little bit.
A little bit. Will you marry me? A little bit.
Ooh, yeah.
He's hurting me, Randy.
Get me before Lex Luger makes me damage goods.
So we have a lot of wrestling now to cover.
A whole lot of wrestling.
My Mondays suck because I'm cramming in so much stuff to watch. Like Monday Night Raw, like catching up on MLW because I don't have Bein Sports either. So I got to wait till fucking Monday at 7 when the episode drops.
On the YouTube.
Yes.
Caught up on.
I get the little bell clicked, so I get all the little reminders and everything.
So you get the notifications?
I get the notifications.
Wow, look at
you. That's the only thing I get notifications for. And then I go, oh, fuck, another Dynasty match.
Oh, but wow. Where's the heat, Tony?
Nah, I love the Dynasty, bro. They
love us.
They're fucking awesome. It was a little jab at that motherfucker putting a picture of himself flexing on Instagram.
Which one? Said, they all do that.
The one that where he says, I don't play Dungeons & Dragons, and he got a bunch of fucking...
Oh, heat. MJF?
Yeah!
Bro.
Do you play Dungeons & Dragons?
I don't.
I've never played it in my life. It's for fucking nerds and losers.
So you sound exactly like him.
But I'm not fucking posting pictures on fucking
He's
Instagram.
A wrestler. You're not. There's a reason why wrestlers
hey,
post pictures.
I was a wrestler.
That's true. But that experiment didn't work out.
No, not really.
No.
I fucking hate you with these fucking puns.
Listen, woo, baby.
You're on fire today.
I'm rocking and rolling,
you know
baby.
Because Matt's not here. The minute Matt gets here, your fucking switch is going
to
go off.
I'll try to keep it going, but he's going to come in with his whole house of fire.
Oh, he's like, I got notes for days about New Japan shit happening.
A lot of stuff dropping.
Oh, he's probably dropping loads in his
car.
I'm
like, Matt, how much stuff is dropping? Is it a little bit?
He's like, a lot.
He's like, no, it's a lot of it. it's a lot of New Japan.
Fucking idiot.
He just turned into Kathy Hummer.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Yes. It's a little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of everything. Holy cow.
Is that still a thing? Is that still popular? The little bit of the bubbly?
You know what? I haven't seen any really new memes or any memes that are worthwhile.
Is there any indication this is going to be a thing he's going to use going forward? Like, you just made the list?
Well, it is the number one shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees, and if you want to get a shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees, don't forget to visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards.
That's right.
Get yourself a swank SWK shirt. That's in it. A Wolfpack style.
You wear it so well.
Like I am sporting tonight. What do you think? I'm looking better. I've been doing more DDP lately.
I could tell.
The chest is getting bigger. The arms are getting bigger. I'm starting to feel like a man.
Good for you.
I'm telling you, I can fucking do push-ups.
It only took 40 years.
Well, fucking 45, but who's counting?
Hey, I tried to scale down a little bit.
I understand, but you know.
Listen, you broke kayfabe, not me, baby.
Call a spade a spade. It is what it is.
And if you want merch, we also got the pink and blacks, baby.
Fucking A, they are in stock. Go to shiningwizards.com/merch. Get your fucking shirts. No, he's not there.
I can, when your eyes go a little bit above my eye line, I always feel like someone's coming
in. No, you know what it is? Because it's getting darker out, too. So I want to make sure I don't fucking see some other creeper coming through the back door.
Yeah, you got a lot of creepers here on Studio A.
Through the back door, anyway.
Oh, mama!
So Impact is starting October 1st. They're going to go weekly on October 29th. They're going to do some, like, best-ofs and pay-per-view matches and shit like that. So.
On Access?
Yeah.
To get the audience acclimated to...
Boo.
No, it was brilliant.
No, it was fucking terrible. No, it was.
If I got it, it was brilliant. Because it made no sense, but I still got it.
Ah, oh, shit. What else is there? Brian Malonis from the Bruisers.
Miller
the Bruises? The Bruisers?
The Bouncers.
The Bouncers. Because the Beer City Bruisers is partner. That's it.
That's
he's
it.
A big fucking boy, dude.
Both big boys.
Well, he's the bigger of the big boys.
They got a score to settle with Silas and, I believe, Vincent.
Old man Silas and fucking Curly Q, Curly Bill.
What?
You said Vincent.
Oh. Mike Jones.
He got fuck you money for days.
The Horror King, if I'm pretty sure that's
no,
the
you're
match.
Right. It's yeah. It's Vinny Marseglia.
And Silas versus the Bouncers.
Hey, you know what that means? They're fucking losing.
Silas. Fucking losers.
Silas doesn't fucking win, dude. But we'll get to that later.
Lots of picks, baby.
Did you watch any of Raw?
I did watch any of Raw.
I was pissed because I started watching Raw on the fucking Roku because I recorded it through the
Roku. I don't even know you.
All right, I'll give you that one.
There it is.
So I have the Xfinity app on Roku. So while I was doing my work today, I had it on the background. And sometimes
I envy you.
Sometimes the signal's not so great. But the fucking beginning of Raw, they were doing the Firefly Funhouse.
Hey, newsflash. Sometimes Raw's not so great.
Well, I didn't think it was a great episode either.
It was... I watch every week now. Like Tuesday night is my go out, have fun night now. I stay in every night during the week.
Okay.
And I had Raw on. And that Seth Rollins promo in the beginning just tuned me out, man. And I want to love Raw every week. And most of the times I pull for it. I plug for it.
I'm always pulling for Raw. I got my pants around my ankles.
All right.
Hoping I'll finish strong. And every week, Kev, it fucking disappoints me.
Well,
there you go.
Better see a doctor or something.
Yeah, you know something? I came to a huge realization watching the opening of Raw, watching the ending of Raw. Seth Rollins has to fucking go. He has to go.
See, how does that happen? How does one become...
He has to go.
How does
his interviews suck. You know what he is, Kevin? He's one of us. And when I watch wrestling, I don't want to watch one of us. He's like...
I don't know. I kind of like that.
No, he's like... Because
if he can make it, I can make it.
You know...
Hey, listen. He survives and prevails.
You know, I was scared and I was coward. I was crying. I don't want... You know who cried as WWE champion? Fucking Bob Backlund when superstar Billy Graham destroyed his belt. You know what everybody thought of him, Bob Backlund after that? Look at this fucking loser. He's fucking crying. Why? There's no crying on TV.
You know what I watched, though, too?
What's that?
There's this YouTube account that puts up all house shows with handheld cameras from back in the day.
Ooh.
It's called, like, Insta Uploader or something like that.
Ooh.
And I watched the show from the Garden via... Like, it felt like I was there. Because there's no commentary. There's
I was
no,
there in row 3, section 4.
No, it's from the fucking nosebleeds. It's amazing.
Oh, God.
No, it's good. I'm telling you, it's good.
Zoomed in?
And, like, literally, like, your handheld cameras. And I watched Diesel beat Bob Backlund for the belt. And I didn't realize that, like, unless you were there, you didn't realize that Diesel cut a, or Bob Backlund cut a promo first, then they announced the match that he's going to face Diesel. They make it a title match, and then after he wins, Diesel comes back and cuts a promo, and then, like, the main event is, like, Undertaker versus IRS.
A main event in any arena in the country, Kev.
Well, dude, the title match was on in the middle.
Well, that's what they used to do.
Exactly.
Because then they'd get you to go buy tickets for the next show because they start announcing what the next card's going to be.
And I went through the rabbit hole of just watching all these house shows. Did you know, and I didn't know this either, they did a Royal Rumble in 1994 at Madison Square Garden before the actual Royal Rumble, which I think was in Rhode Island or something
like
that.
Like a practice rumble?
It was a house show Royal Rumble because it had, like, Iron Mike Sharp, Jim Powers.
That sounds...
Scott Putski.
That sounds awesome.
Like, everyone else was, like, legit guys. Like, you had Brett was in it, Owen was in it, Martel, like, the head shrinkers, the smoking
guns. I would
guns.
Do it with just the fucking underneath guys.
Dude, you gotta watch...
I would have had Tony Garea in there.
It's 1994, Tony.
All right, well, I mean, Barry Horowitz.
He was in there.
Skip had to be in there.
Come not in 94. He wasn't there yet. Skip
really?
Was in, no, at least not
Skip in, was 95?
Not, he wasn't there in January of 94. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So,
fuck, dude. That sounds awesome.
Dude,
though.
It's so cool. And I'm literally... And they have a whole lot of... like this. I forget what the YouTube page is, but it has like FMW stuff. It has all this crazy stuff.
You got to get that link out there. We got to put
you
that
You know
up
who posted
it?
Fucking Nick from... Nick German. From,
oh, German Suplex.
My fellow Towson University alum.
One of the Turnbuckle Throwback guys. I know
or
German.
The rant guys.
Yeah, the rant guys. Yeah, same difference.
So
on the rant.
So that, dude, I was like glued to watching these house shows. And just like, because you don't know who's on the card. It's not like you're sitting in a seat with the program that used to run down the card.
Yeah.
With a little sheet of paper that was there. And then you're just like, oh, I'm trying to think back to 1993, 1994, 1990. I'm like, who was there? Who could this possibly be? It's going to be El Matador versus the Mountie, which it was.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's El Matador, fucking...
Dude, it's like Virgil versus Shawn Michaels, El Matador versus the Mountie. Like, those are the guys that like you still have enough appreciation for in the twilight of their...
If you can find it, and I don't know if we've ever talked about it, we may have on the show, you've got to find the match of the Brooklyn Brawler against Shawn Michaels for the WWE title.
I'm guessing that's in New York.
It's one of the Madison Square Garden shows, yeah. Uh-huh. Fucking Shawn made him look like $1 million. It was a great match.
Do you remember that match? It was like Triple H versus the Brooklyn Brawler and Kai and Tai for like the world championship or on SmackDown. It was so bizarre.
No.
I'm telling you, if you look it up, like Triple H... like defended the championship against like the Brooklyn Brawler and Taka Michinoku. Or
see, this is what
like
we
that.
Need to do. We need to find like the weirdest fucking matches we can and just talk about them. Maybe do some watch-alongs too.
Ah, I'll
we
watch
can find them on
that.
The YouTubes and stuff.
Dude, I watched. What did I watch again?
Just an aside. Your fucking your watch-along drops next week.
Oh, that's so terrible
for October. Kevin's first solo watch-along.
Dude, I was so sick and so tired, and I just. Woke
oh,
up.
It's going to be great. I haven't listened to it. I only listened to like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, we're not going to even drop what I watched.
No, we can't. It's all a surprise.
It's all a surprise. Even when you listen to it, I don't tell you what I'm watching. Until I say, hey, click on this. And then I realize that because I'm watching it on my iPad, the network's not set up the way on every device.
Don't worry. They'll figure it out.
They'll get there.
They'll figure it out. The people that support us, they know.
God, but I watched World War III again.
Oh, which one?
96.
Is that the Scott Hall one?
Can I, if I gave you all four winners of World War III, there were four of them.
One of them was the Giant.
Do you think you could pick which one won which year? From 95 to 98?
Wait, Scott Hall won the first one.
No.
No, Giant won the first one. No. Who won the... Oh, Macho Man won the first one. Yeah. He won the title. Okay. And... Did the Giant win the second one?
He did. Wow.
And Scott Hall won the third
yes!
one.
Yes.
Oh, my God. There was a fourth one?
Oh, come on. This leads to one of the most controversial moments in WCW history.
It wasn't Kevin Nash.
It was Kevin Nash.
When he beat Goldberg. That's how he won the title shot?
And then he wins it. Then he beats Goldberg with
wow,
the taser.
Wow, what a scumbag.
And then the finger poke of doom.
So he not only put him... Wow. All right. So that's the third part of the puzzle. I didn't fucking remember that until now. So now we got... He puts himself over in World War III. He puts himself over Goldberg. And then he drops for the finger poke of doom.
Yep.
Wow, Kevin Nash is garbage, isn't he?
I love Kevin Nash.
I like him too, but that's a fucking garbage play right there.
I love Kevin Nash even more when he came back and ruined the Summer of Punk.
I forgot about that too.
When he was supposed to be in a feud with CM Punk.
And then poor CM Punk, in every interview he did, he's like, oh, Triple H explained it to me. I understand why he did it.
God.
Didn't come out and say, I like it, but.
Those are some of the worst. Like, if you go back and listen to Kevin Nash promos, everyone puts him over on how like good a promo he was.
He's terrible.
He is so boring.
He's terrible.
He's worse than Seth Rollins.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Dude, I mean, unless he was being like 96 to 97, like cool Kevin Nash, everything else after that is so, let me tell you about this, and I'll tell you where I stand and why. And now I'll explain it to you for 5 minutes with no inflection in my voice.
That's a good Kevin Nash, actually.
It's just the tone. It's like that. No, like, I'm just going to explain everything to you because I'm smarter than you. And you'll never understand why.
And you got half the mind that I do.
Because if it wasn't for me, no one would have guaranteed contracts. I'm going to hang on that sword for the next 30 years.
Is that what you do? Hang on a sword?
What is it? Hang on what? What do you hang on?
I don't know. Hang on loosely?
No. Don't ever
let
go.
That's hold on loosely.
No, I hang on.
Hang on Sloopy?
Sloopy, hang on.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on your hat? Hanging on my hat?
Hanging out for a hero? Ooh, I'm hungry now. Where's Matt? Is he bringing us food?
Pizzas?
He should bring us a fucking pizza. He did a job near me like a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't fucking get out to do it.
He took the pin? He did a job for you?
Matt always jobs to me. He's jobbing to both of us in these fucking pay-per-view picks.
Looking out the lights.
Who, me?
No, oh, Matt.
Yeah, pin me, pay me.
Pin me, pay me, job squad, baby.
So, Seth Rollins sucks a huge fat one. It was terrible.
That's your
terrible
opinion.
I don't like
I
him
agree
anymore
with the promo part of it.
Strowman's got to fucking beat him. Fiend's got to beat him. Somebody's got to beat him. I'm done with it.
I wouldn't be shocked if they insert Braun into this Hell in a Cell match with them.
Seth Rollins is a shorter, albeit somewhat smarter, Roman Reigns, because he's cutting the same exact promos. I don't want to hear these guys bullshitting. I want them to have a little bass in their voice. I want them to fucking say something like they mean it.
But I don't know. Maybe they're trying to. Maybe he was just trying to put over how devastating the Bray Wyatt character is.
He was crying in the fucking corner.
End of the night.
He was crying, dude.
Did you watch it? He wasn't crying.
He was crying.
Listen, have you ever
taken... Your Universal Champion was
Have you
crying.
Ever taken a mandible claw?
He didn't take the mandible claw.
Yes, he
Braun
did.
Braun Strowman did.
No, they both did.
Fuck them both.
He got Seth Rollins first, and if you take the mandible claw, you leak everywhere.
You leak even out of your orifices.
Out of your eyes, out of your nose, out of your butt.
Ew, Kevin's making butt references.
Right, well, you leak.
Oh. Speaking of the Elite, we're going to be talking New Japan later.
Hell yeah!
The Elite is AEW, Tony.
Well, they used to be in Japan.
They used to be in Japan.
Kind of. Well, the Bullet Club's still there.
They are still
Fuck
there.
Jay White. Can I just tell you real quick as an aside?
Oh, boy.
I watched that match with Naito.
Naito!
Who's the fucking goblin that's always out with Jay White? It's Gato, isn't it?
It's the guy that turned on somebody. Matt's going to scream when he comes
in. I hate that. I watch New Japan because the stories are compelling. I don't want to see some little shit cheating. I fucking hate it, dude. I hate Jay White. I hate him. The match was fucking good. I'll give him credit.
Let's see match-wise, how much I can actually bury a guy
However, he did that nonsense where he drops to the floor when Naito had wrist control, he kicked him off. You don't kick off somebody when they have wrist control. It's an unwritten rule of New Japan Wrestling. He's not even following the rules, Kev.
You're the expert.
I know, and that's why it pisses me off.
I'll take your word for it,
I don't
Naito.
Know who's paying him money to do that bullshit, but hey, if the guy's making a living, more power to him, but whatever.
You know what
that.
Does bother me about Raw
what
and about
bothers
WWE?
You about
Raw? It's a stuff that we complain about and probably have been for a long time, is Hell in a Cell is going to be the first match that The Fiend and Seth Rollins have together.
Yep.
You can make the lead to it as devastating as you want. You could have him give him the mandible claw as many times as you want. The Hell in a Cell is not made for a first-time match.
And what was the purpose of the very first Hell in a Cell? It was
Shawn Michaels
and The Undertaker. It was to keep all the other bullshit out because DX kept interfering
Made Kane's debut even that more effective because everyone's supposed to stay out. Oh, wait a second. Here comes Kane. I'll just rip the door right off this fucking cage.
So you're putting these two idiots in their first match in a Hell in a Cell, and there's no reason to keep anybody out. Like, who's interfering in that?
Harper and Rowan are on SmackDizzity Down.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is fighting on SmackDown.
So it makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. And Seth Rollins is a crybaby. So there you go.
See, now what's going to happen is...
He is. He's a crybaby. I'm sorry. I shut my mic to adjust it over here and I had to jump back on.
But like, there's probably going to be another match in this scenario, which is so... I don't know what the next pay-per-view. It's so backwards.
Oh my god.
There's like I don't know what the December pay-per-view or what's got
so what's going to happen? So the Fiend is probably going to wind up losing this fucking
probably. Thing. I would imagine.
And that's that. Wait, who's got a title match next week? Mysterio does.
Mysterio,
doesn't he?
Yeah.
So is Mysterio going to win the title and we're not going to have a title match for
no,
that?
No chance.
Well, I don't know.
No chance.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You know how I like fat shaming people?
That's terrible. But I know yes,
it
I do.
I have to break that habit.
You really should because I mean,
I'm tender tits myself.
All right.
Mysterio's got a little bit of a paunch, no?
I mean, he's
look, I understand.
I mean, you got a couple years on him, but
I understand. However, it's weird because he looks like a fucking fat skunk.
Well, he was
he's got the mohawk thing and he's got this little bit of a belly. I can only imagine what his fucking abdomen tattoo looks like now that he's fat though. Folks, a little tip from your Uncle Tonesky over here. Please lay off the tattoos. You don't want to be some fucking overgrown gorilla in your 50s who's no longer in shape like he used to be in your 20s, and then you've got this massive fucking awfulness all over your body. Please don't do it.
So you're saying that Rey Mysterio looks like a slightly out of shape, overweight skunk?
He's like a Pepe Le Pew.
It sounds like a Rick Rude promo. What I'd like to have right now.
Oh, I definitely would not like to have Rey Mysterio right
is
now.
Is for all you out of shape skunk-looking sweat hogs.
San Francisco skunks. Isn't he from Frisco? No, he's from San Diego.
San Diego.
Right.
San Diego skunks. Sweat skunks.
Holy shit.
And Mysterio would be like, K, I don't understand. What is that? What is K is sweat skunk?
You know I hate Lacey Evans.
Oh, you I know, love Lacey Evans.
You know I hate Lacey Evans. You know
Queen,
Lacey
Queen
Evans,
of the internet.
She put out a great video of her chastising and lambasting one of Canada's finest.
No, nastiest.
Nastiest, that's it.
He's a nasty.
Nasty man. Do you know who I am? That's a great video.
It's a tremendous video. And then this is probably something that Matt will chime in on when he gets here, is how serious some of these people took it and said, how dare you?
Well, that's the thing. And then she had to apologize. And I don't know if this poor slob got in trouble with his superior.
No,
or
they didn't.
Doing something.
He didn't, or she didn't.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
He's on there for like a split second or two.
It was a pre-orchestrated.
But that's cool affair. As shit. And even Natty got in on it. She's like, that's my cousin. That's awesome. It was a stupid line, but it was so awesome that she was playing off of it.
Canada's like Kentucky.
Look. They give out Klondike bars?
Well, I mean, if everyone's each other's cousin, like Natty said, this is Natty's words, not mine.
Oh my god, I thought it was great, and then she fucking had to come out and say that it was fake. It's like, people, just fucking enjoy something.
Get
once
a life,
in a while.
Man. Enjoy some Seth Rollins promos.
That's the greatest thing I've seen fucking Lacey Evans do since she started wrestling.
You haven't watched enough Lacey Evans.
I'm
Everything she
you,
does
dude.
Is gold, except for maybe not her matches. But her character, like I've been
and she
saying,
needs better theme music. That theme
no,
music has
no,
to go.
No, I'm wrong.
No, you are wrong.
I mean, I blame
That's right, Kevin, you're wrong. Let's move on.
I blame Lisa for this Texas whiskey that I'm drinking right
yes,
now.
Yes, thanks, Lisa.
Thank you very much for the
thanks
gift.
Thanks for enabling us, schmuck.
I think this Dude, this is my one night of the week, baby.
Brian Malonis will be calling in the 8 o'clock
I don't
hour.
I think that's his name.
It's Malonis! What is it, Malonis? You say Malonis, I say Malonis. I called him Milanakis. At least I got it right now. Fucking bleh.
No, it is.
Let's see.
No, you're right. You're
let's
right.
see who shows up first, Matt or Brian. We'll see. We'll fucking have a timer set up. Oh boy, what else we got to talk about?
We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. We haven't even gotten through a little bit of the Rawski, but we don't have to talk about Raw because clearly there's really nothing.
I mean, Sasha Banks beat up on fucking Nikki, and
I'll tell you,
beat up on Alexa. And
one of my favorite points of Raw. Our good friends and Patreon supporters.
Arkham and Razor?
Yeah, the
yes.
Authors of Pain.
Or Akam and Razor.
Akam and Razor, right. Man.
Dude, what a great promo. That I enjoyed that.
And this is the second one that in the little, I think it's the second one they've done
so
far. Oh,
the first one for me.
First one where they beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, they just got up, they beat somebody up, and then they fucking walked
and
back.
And they went right back and sat down.
That was awesome. The Viking helmets fucking
that's right.
beat up on the club. Which just goes to show you, with or without AJ, the club is still shit in WWE's eyes. But the Viking experience...
No, tag team wrestling is shit in WWE's eyes.
Oh, come on. The Vikings were pretty good, dude.
So was the club.
I'm
a bigger club guy than I am a Vike guy.
Well, I kind of like clubs myself, but sometimes I go for an Italian. No, I was going for the sandwich reference, but I didn't see what you're doing.
Sandwich, 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 sandwich. Numb, 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 numb.
Subway, eat fresh.
Yeah. So, I'm with you. It's just, I like the Viking Raiders, but they turned babyface out of nowhere on that Stone Cold, whatever, Raw anniversary, whatever it was.
Oh, fuck that.
Or when he came back on the night before his show debuted or something.
Have you been watching his show?
Not once.
Oh, it's pretty interesting.
Is it good?
It's like his podcast, but it's just him bullshitting with somebody.
With Fluffy Martinez, whatever the guy's name is.
Trace Adkins was on the other night, and they were fishing together. The country singer.
Trace, okay.
And, yeah.
So, you watched Steve Austin and Trace Adkins fish?
And?
Sign me the fuck up.
I watched him. I forget what fucking stock car racer he was with, but they were taking turns trying to change tires as fast as they
Dale
could.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Might have been.
He was on an episode, I think.
I watched the one a little bit with Becky Lynch.
Hello!
They were fucking hatchet throwing. That was cool.
That's a big thing now. How is that even popular?
It's fucking axe scary. Throwing. I would never fucking do it in my life. I know somebody that owns one somewhere out in like West Jersey somewhere.
All the way out there?
And you know what happens when it hits? If you don't get the blade, it comes fucking back at you. I ain't getting killed by some fucking hatchet.
Like Finn Balor with the sling blade?
You throw hatchets. They don't serve food. They don't serve booze. So it's like, what's the point?
Well, you probably shouldn't serve booze if you're throwing axes and
or Buddha
smashes
either, although you need a little spirituality. But
out there.
I wouldn't fuck that noise. Never get me to fucking do that shit. I bet you he did it. I bet you Matt had a date night where he fucking went throwing hatchets at people.
That sounds like a Matt thing.
Was that just your kitchen?
That definitely sounds like a Matt thing.
You motherfuckers.
Is it?
What?
Have you done it? Have you done
hatchet
it?
Throwing.
I'm fucking dying.
What happened to you?
I'm a fucking disaster right
now. Does your ear still
you
hurt?
Sick?
Oh, my ear's all fucked up still.
Oh, you got to get the fuck out of here. Go over there.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Listen to me, you fucking humps.
Why did First you even come?
Shut your mouth.
Here we go.
Shut your whore mouth.
There you go.
Shut my mouth.
Dirty fucker.
Brian Manolis is calling in.
First of all, he's not Andy Milonakis, you fucking asshole.
What?
Whatever abortion was playing on the rant. The rant.
Stop!
They need to reevaluate their programming.
Stop!
Don't fucking mute me.
Stop!
One guy sounded like he was fucking in a fucking. What's wrong? Did you mute me?
I turned it off.
Guy sounded like he was in a fucking submarine. It was the worst bunch of horse shit I've ever heard in my life. I couldn't text you fast enough to fucking start the show without crashing into a goddamn tree.
Can you tell us about what you heard?
Second, I heard everything up until the Lacey Evans thing because I had parked the car. Secondly, there's a lot of great New Japan shit out there because I'm not a fucking sheep like you.
That's
and
right.
A curmudgeon like you.
Hey, you gotta show you gotta enjoy.
Why'd you point at Kevin twice?
No, I didn't point at Kevin twice. Kevin's not a curmudgeon. Kevin's probably the happiest person I know.
I am,
except when he watches Raw.
That's his own fault.
Yes.
Well, it's on. I'm not going
to
watch it.
I like fucking New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Nobody said you didn't have to.
Hot fucking garbage.
It was.
God forbid I get excited about
something. Seth Rollins cried twice.
Awful. Absolutely
awful.
Awful
champion.
Just like our picks are fucking awful, awful, awful.
Wait, are you doing this already? Are you ready to do this already?
Oh, I'm ready.
Did you hear the segue
I did? I did.
I'll give you a minute. Get yourself.
Kevin, you didn't take a bath.
I didn't. The only ones I remember are the team Yuji Nagata and Jay White.
I'll put my headphones on in a minute.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, we're doing this? Want me to get music?
You can get music.
Sounding terrible, you sound great.
Great.
I gotta get the music.
Thanks. I think I'll be dead.
Other than sounding terrible, you sound
great. I mean,
great.
He sounds good in the headphones.
He's dead in like 6 hours.
He sounds...
It's time once again for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick extravaganza. Another horseshit pay-per-view we had to pick. Kobe Beef!
What?
Well, I ate. What did I text you?
You ate Kobe beef. You said you ate shit and I ate a bunch of turds.
I think I texted you I ate shit and then I shit it out and then I ate the shit again.
No, you blended it up in a milkshake.
Yes.
That's the one part I remember.
Oh, Matt's coming back. Don't worry. He's going to win
coming
the whole
back,
thing.
I went fucking 2-7.
That was worse than what I did at AEW, wasn't it?
2-7.
Wait, didn't I do 3-6? Holy
2-7 may arguably be
the
worst.
2?
I think you did worse yourself.
No, 2. How did you do 2?
Did I do worse?
Tony went 3-7 at AEW. NXTs were nothing.
So you did 2-7. Then you had a worse percentage.
That was the worst. I did the worst.
That was the worst.
The worst.
The
but
worst.
Not really.
Oh, God, let me see. I feel like I shit the bed on something else, right?
It doesn't matter. Get to the results. Come on. I want to know.
So I went 2-7.
How did I do?
Tony went 3-6.
Whoa! Woohoo!
And Kevin went 5-4.
That's right.
How did he go 5-4?
Above 500, baby.
So you both took the Eugene Nagata team. You both took Clark Connors. Kevin took the Bullet Club.
That's right. Chase
and
Owens.
And Kevin took Goto and Jay White.
Oh, Jay White. Fuck Jay White.
Why fuck Jay White?
Because he sucks, dude. No. He did dumb wrist control nonsense shit, and he fucking pretends like he's hurt, and that little shit on the outside. Fuck Jada? That noise.
He's the intercontinental champion of the world.
Fuck him, too.
Well, we have a new champion of the standings, a returning champion. After 1 week off, Kevin regains lead. He's now 160 and 78. Wow, I really do sound bad. Tony is a game behind at 159-79. And I, woo boy, I am climbing that mountain, baby, backwards.
You're a Seth Rollins promo.
152 and 86. I am 8 games behind Kevin and 7 games behind Tony.
Oh, we got a fucking humdinger to pick today, too.
I am sucking shit through a fucking straw.
I did my research. I did my ROH guacamole. Research.
Right, let me plug in my computer and
plug it in, baby.
Plug it in, plug it in.
See if I can make it for the next hour and a half before my fucking corpse.
Well, if you want, while you're doing that, you want me to send a special thank you out to our weekly Patreon patrons?
Ooh, patrons.
We could do that. Before, yeah, you know what? Let's get into that first. We want to thank those who, and I, you know what?
Who thank us.
Yes, who thank us.
That's right.
You know what? I can't even, oh, here it is. Okay, I do have it open. Awesome.
Yay!
Okay. We'd like to take this time to thank those who support us, the Shining Wizards. You want me to give you music?
Yeah, it'll,
oh, you want a little music?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's your call, Coach.
Ooh, chavo.
I'm playing this just because we were playing it in
we
the open.
We played it earlier.
We played it when I was testing audio, and Kevin got a chavo boner. He got a little chavito going in the
craquito. Big chavo guy. Big chavo guy.
Well, little chavo's helping big chavo.
All right.
So we want to thank those who support us. All it takes, Kevin, how much does it take to support us?
I don't know.
It's actually...
$1, Tony.
For as little as $1.
One peso, as Chavo would say.
So we want to thank those who are continuing to support us. We want to thank Kathy Hummer, the queen of the Wizards. We want to thank the new king of the Wizards, Kratzo himself, Manny Croctaville. He is the king now.
He got That's promoted?
Right. He got promoted. We bumped him up a little bit.
All right.
Let's go through the rest. The AOP of the SWP, Dan and Anthony, the Russinellos.
Great promo, boys, on Raw.
The Smoke Show, Cindy Ardone, Mike Martinelli, Ryan Arthur, Mr. Dark Helmet himself, Sean Toe, and Sean Coleo, Leo, Leo. Who else we got? We got Brett Simonello.
Hey, who's that? What do you hear? What do you say?
Kate the Great, Al, woo! My pal Vasquez, Mr. Matt Garifo.
I don't know who that is. But thank you, sir.
Matt Mellinger, Mr. Scotch Drinkmore, who gave us his shoot name to fucking say, and I don't have it written down, so sorry, Scotch.
He wanted you to say it so you could fuck it up.
George Peppard.
So we fucked it up. Yes, thank you, George Peppard, Mr. Scotch Drinkmore. Ben Haven, the ultimate warrior.
That's so Haven.
And Kevin, last but not least, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
I kind of like that. I'm happy I don't shit on that anymore. It's actually good. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
We got our first of 2 big announcements.
All right. What's our first announcement?
Our first announcement is that we have completely reworked, readjusted, and remodified our Patreon tiers of support.
We modified again?
Well, no. This is the big announcement for everyone. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm serious, Tony, now. I didn't mean to.
All right, fair enough. Go for it.
No, it's not fair enough because we've been flowing all night. I told you, once he showed up.
No, it has nothing to do with him.
It's out the fucking window.
Oh, you. I mean, that might.
Your mic is on. Turn my mic on. All right, Chavo, here we go.
All right, do it.
So, these are our new tiers, and if you're on there right now, you're going to get all these goodies. If you'd like to join us, you go to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Get in on all the action. Our $1 tier is our jobber tier. You not only get mentioned as a Patreon producer, but brand new for all patrons. You get a 10% off code exclusively to use for our store at ProWrestlingTees.com.
It ain't so bad being a jobber.
It's not.
Wow,
for a dollar.
That's unbelievable.
For a dollar a month, you're getting 10% off. Yo, you'll be wearing swag everywhere, and you'll be doing it at only 90% of what you
got
to pay.
You're talking like we got JTG on the show tonight.
It's awesome. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Number two, brand new tier, the Curtain Jerker. You'll get the Patreon producer mention. You'll get the Pro Wrestling Tees code. And now for $3, you get the Watch Along.
What? Get ready.
That's right.
It. Matt, play that again.
Get ready.
You go to patreon.shiningwizards.com. You get the watch-alongs. You get exclusive access with the password, and you are good to go. But that's not all. We got a third tier. I know. Isn't it great? We got the mid-card. For the mid-card, you get the access to the watch-alongs. You get the Pro Wrestling Tee code. You get the Patreon producer status. We will plug your social media. We will plug whatever you want when we do our roll call every week. And isn't that awesome? That's $5. $5 a month.
That's it?
That's it, Kev. $5. You get all those goodies.
That's a steal.
Kev, if that was it for
wait,
Patreon.
We're not done?
Oh, Kev, we're not done.
How are we not
Jesus!
Done?
You would think that we would be done at that point. No. $10 a month. What? You become the draw. You get all those goodies. And making its triumphant return every 3 months that you subscribe and support us on Patreon, you get a box of wizardry. You will get a box of not one, not two, three goodies every 3 months that you are a Patreon subscriber. And
total surprise, right?
It's good shit. Matt's got an eye for that stuff. He's going to fill his box and he's going to send it out to you. Give me that again. Forget it.
Bam.
Wait, he's going to fill your box?
Matt misses filling boxes.
Matt.
I don't know.
Matt, Kev, do you miss Kev, filling boxes, Matt? I was hoping.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Kev,
the fuck are you talking about?
If we stopped at $10.
Stupid fucking question, Kevin.
If we stopped at $10, that would be the That'd be all it. End all.
We could go home happy.
Kev.
What's that?
We're not stopping at $10.
No, what?
That's right, Sister Soldier. You become a Patreon main eventer for your $20 a month.
You're closing the show?
Every 3 months that you're a Patreon,
you get
supporter?
To close. You get to close the show,
Kev. You get the ultimate box of wizardry.
You don't deserve to breathe the same air that I and Hulk Hogan do.
Oh my!
That's right. $20.
That deserved,
every 3 months.
That deserved three drops.
We are sending you all kinds of great shit. Please
I've
go.
I've been waiting for this day for a long. Long time!
Titties!
Get me the Aussie.
Oh, God, don't care, don't care.
Fuck this whole thing.
Fuck you, WWE.
You have AIDS.
I knew it, I'm surrounded by assholes.
Boo!
Dummy!
Yeah.
You idiots.
You keep on kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
Shut the fuck up!
You cocksucker!
You fucking dickhead!
Fuck this shit!
Oh my God!
I'm pissed now!
Fucking bullshit!
How much does that guy weigh?
Fuck it!
Box of Wizardry!
I hate your guts!
Your face!
I like turtles.
Oh, you bastard!
I am the werewolf!
Holy shit! Oh my God.
Would you like to ask a question right at this particular time? Would you like to do that?
She can be a dick.
All right.
So for $20.
God, that was disgusting. After all that, we go right back to being serious.
Yes, for $20, you will get an awesome ultimate box of wizardry. Go over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast.
Yep.
Whew.
Oh boy. Holy
it all starts for a dollar.
Oh my God. All right.
Whew.
Shelly Martinez.
Wow. I'm sweating.
Yeah. All right.
Good Lord.
Cool.
So thank you for supporting the Patreon. If you haven't, now you got the goods, baby.
Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
We're not done.
We're not done.
We are not fucking done.
Of what?
Holy shit. We've got more announcements to make.
We do. Do we want to save that for the second half, or we're going all out here?
You want to go balls out, or you want to wait till later?
We're going balls out.
I say go balls out.
You want to go balls out?
Do you guys want to go balls out?
You want to go balls out?
We can go balls out.
Do you want to wait? You kind of feel like maybe you need a breather.
No, I'm good.
Now I'm getting phlegmy. You're rubbing off on me.
Yeah,
he turned on you.
Yeah, I'm rubbing you.
Hey. Hi-yo.
Were you guys watching Oz?
Who? Oh, Kevin was watching Oz for like 40 hours this weekend.
Nice.
That's why I had 4 cups of coffee this morning, because I was up till 5 o'clock watching Oz. Very weird show to watch late at night.
Yeah, a lot of butt fucking.
Yeah, a lot of A lot of dickety doos.
Dickety doos.
Bickety bams. A lot of dickety doos and bickety bams.
So you want to announce this now? Oh, yeah. Oh, good call. Good call.
Yeah.
From the Shining Wizards newsroom, this is Wizards News live at 7:42. And here's your anchor, Kevin Garifo.
What? Hi, I'm your anchor, Kevin Garifo, a.k.a. the unprepared anchor. What's that? What's that, Susan? We have news. Nobody told me we had news to break. I don't know what's happening. Hello, I feel like Ron Burgundy. I don't know what's happening.
This is what you should have done. Folks, we've got breaking news. We're live on the street. We're going to go to our man of the hour, Matt Bowman. He's live in Times Square. Matt, can you tell us what's happening?
I can, Tony and Kevin. We're out here.
That's good.
Times Square, 7:43, Tuesday night, September 24th. We have big news. As many of you know, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, 46 episodes in. Fastly approaching 8 years as a wrestling podcast. And to celebrate that 8 years.
Uh-oh.
Am I hearing this right? Okay. News is just in. The Shining Wizards are going to attempt to do another live show.
No, what?
November 21st at the Elementary Brewery in Hackensack, New Jersey. Tony in studio, do you have any more information that you could give the fans out there?
Yes, Tony. How many more information?
Did I say how or have?
I thought you said how many
more.
I might
be having a stroke. Who knows?
Listen, I hope you don't.
Me too. That'd be terrible.
Shining Wizards, Tony. We're going for you with the exclusive.
I'm pausing rudely for 3 seconds like they do on the actual news when they throw it back to studio.
I have a small dick.
Goddamn woo. Indeed, Matt. The Elementary in Hackensack, New Jersey will be welcoming the Shining Wizards on Thursday night, November 21st, with a 7 p.m. start time. There's going to be beer, because that's what the Elementary does. There's going to be wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. And there's going to be all other kinds of chicanery and shenanigans. That's the Elementary, elementary.com for more information. Thursday, November 21st. 7 p.m. start time, the 8th anniversary show for the Shining Wizards. Back to you, Kevin.
Yeah, now we go to dance. No, that's huge news, Tony. Thanks for breaking that. And Matt, that's incredible.
Thanks for dropping the ball, Kevin.
I think it's incredible that I was in Times Square.
I didn't know where to throw it to.
Nice. I'm okay with that.
I had nothing.
But we're going to fucking celebrate. It's a brewery. So they make their own
beer. I like beer.
And we're going to provide food for everybody. And we're going to provide an awesome show and a good time. We want you to come and hang out with us. There's no cover. It's free. 8 years as a podcast. We're just going to shoot the shit. We're going to have some special guests join us on stage. And we're just going to have a really good time. So clear your calendars. November 21st is our 8-year celebration. It also happens to be my 38th birthday.
Yes.
So we're going to go big.
Bring
and go
presents
home.
For Matt.
No, you don't have to bring.
Yes, you do.
Bring presents for me.
Your presence is all the presents I need.
Oh, boo.
Nailed it.
Don't you fucking boo me.
Tony, come on. You. He nailed it.
He did nail it. I'm just being a
tongue twister. I would have fucked that up in a heartbeat.
58 Vorhis Lane. Hackensack, New Jersey. Hackensack, elementary, baby. It's elementary.
Elementary.
Special thanks to Mr. Dark Helmet himself, Mr. Ryan Arthur, for getting that set up for us.
Yeah, and you can find the elementary. Elementary?
Elementary.
I'm guessing it's elementary because it's a beer. Nothing but Bud Lights and White Claws, baby.
No, well, there will be no totally. Bud Lights and White Claws.
There will
Claws
be no
there.
Bud Lights and White Claws.
Although they do make, I think he said his seltzer guy is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Salsa.
So that'll be exciting.
Let me say salsa.
But we're going to plug this until November 21st, so just bear. No, don't bear.
Oh, don't bear with us. Fuck all y'all.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Enjoy the plugs.
2 months of plugs, bitches.
And if you're in the area, fucking clear your calendars. Come out, hang out with us, have a good time. It's going to be a celebration.
We're working on special guests.
We are. We're working on a lot of things.
Lots of stuff in the old proverbial hopper.
Yes. Right.
I reached out to Conrad Thompson today.
And we had a little back and forth. And then he hit me with the Brian Knobs butthole photo.
Now, he did it, like, as a goof, or he did it on purpose, like, fuck off?
Oh, so you didn't say there was a photo involved.
Oh, yeah.
Said that you guys talked about it.
No, no, he sent it to me, and he was like, Brian Knobs butthole, this is life.
You know, he's in kind of in bad shape right now.
Well, something with his knee, right?
With his, oh, I thought it was his butthole.
It might be his, look, no, if you've seen the picture, his butthole is...
Nope.
Is beat up.
You never saw the gaper?
No, and I feel like every 3 years we end up talking about Brian Knobs'
butthole somehow. New Jack got
somehow.
Thrown off of Facebook for posting that.
Listen, I'm not...
Amongst other things that he's done, but that was the coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
It was
Brian
Knobs. It was the photo, and then he said, Brian Knobs, what is life right now? And he says, I can't believe this is circulating again. I get it in my DMs at least 6 times a day.
So how did you get to that point where Brian Knobs' butthole like came up in conversation?
I asked him for something. He said...
Here's Brian Knobs' butthole.
He said, this is the information you need. I said, thanks. I'm excited to check out the Arn show. He said, thank you. And then he sent that.
Can you send that to Kevin?
No, please don't.
Can you
You don't want me to send it to DMs?
It's been
DMs?
A long time since I've seen that.
Nope. I'm going to delete it immediately.
And he like shaves his ass too, no?
I don't know, man. That's a
that's
fucking,
a pretty clean ass.
That's a gaper, though.
It is a gaper. That's Louis Ramos like style gaper right there.
I love Brian Knobs.
It's a big butthole,
holy
my friend.
Dude, and he's like 3 inches away from pulling full goatsy on that thing.
Full goatsy. You never go
full
goatsy.
You think he's ever had a Kentucky Klondike bar shoved up there?
Who knows? Who
Brian Knobs.
Knows?
Fucking Brian Knobs. Holy shit.
Oof. All right, so what else you guys want to chat about? What do we got going on?
We haven't hit NXT debuted on USA Network.
Oh, it did. It reached like 1 million viewers.
Huge for them. Now, I'm going to be Debbie Downer immediately.
Yes, I love it.
I love the show.
I love it.
I love the premiere of that show. I love everything about even like the bullshit ending with the brawl. I loved it.
Okay.
I don't see them sustaining that audience. Not even remotely.
No, not even close.
I wouldn't be shocked if they get cut in half by this week.
Excuse me. I posted the question out on Twitter. Like, I didn't watch the show live, but I went back and I watched it yesterday. And it was a good show, whatever. I didn't think it was, like, the fucking greatest thing in the world. But I put the question out in the Twitter universe. Can they sustain this level of...
Right.
Is every week going to be like this? And well, I think the answer is no.
I agree with you. And the thing, and part of the reason why is we have to realize that it's going to be a 2-hour show. So if they did 1 million viewers for 1 hour, you got to figure some people are going to come and go throughout the show. So what you might get for that first hour, that's another thing. We forget that the second hour was all on the network,
right,
which was a great portion of the show.
And a lot of people had a lot of problems with the network.
I had, my delay was literally only like 2 or 3 minutes, and it ended at like, I think it was like 9:50. I think the show was only like, on the network, was only like 50 minutes.
Well, that's going to end in a few weeks anyway, isn't
it? Yeah, next
right.
week is the last, or no, this tomorrow is the last one.
It's because that show Suits was in its final season, so they were doing the last two episodes, which just happened to air on Wednesday nights at 9. So once Suits is over, it'll be full 2 hours on USA.
What about Silk Stockings?
Leg on
That's
bench.
After.
Leg on
That's
bench.
After.
Leg on bench is
after
making
Silk
a return. They reboot everything. Why don't they reboot Silk Stockings?
Great question. Very good question.
See, I wasn't going to hit the button because that was a good question.
Boot on bench.
So we saw Candice LeRae win a 4-way match to become the number one contender.
Yep.
Which
she's going to go up against Gummy.
Who's Gummy?
Shayna. She's got no teeth.
No, she wears a mouth guard.
It looks like skin, which is an awful choice of color for a mouth guard.
All right. Right. Yes, she's going up against Gummy.
Hot take Tony.
You know
Gummy.
That's a Mac that doesn't work like that, right?
What are you talking about?
You can't touch the screen. Doesn't work like
I
that.
I didn't touch the screen. I touched my face. How did
you
mistake that?
The screen.
I pushed the screen back so I could fucking see it, you Simrod.
Screen face.
Holy cow. You think it's my first day on this rodeo?
Yes.
Holy shit.
The Undisputed Era, they hold all the gold.
It was only a matter of time before that happened. I thought it was going to happen a lot sooner, to be honest with you, but I'm glad they pulled the trigger on it.
Who else? Kevin Carrifo, truck driver, was on.
That's right.
Squashed, oh, really?
He squashed somebody.
Dude, he's not even a truck driver anymore. He's like Kevin Carrifo, carnival ride operator.
Yeah, he's got a fancy hat.
He's got a top hat.
Does he shave?
No.
Ugh,
no.
So gross.
Love Trevor Lee. Cameron Grimes, I'm sorry.
And then we saw Roddy win the North American title with the help of Adam Cole and
Bay.
The rest of the
That's over. I'm done with that.
What do you mean?
Really?
I'm done with that shit. Bay. Shut the fuck up and wrestle.
What are you over with? You done with the boom, too?
I'm done
boom.
With.
Boom!
I'm done with Boom. I'm done with Moose. I'm done with fucking Banger. You know how many people I heard say Banger today? 17
how
different
many?
People.
I got a Banger.
You work from home. How did you hear 17 people here say
I
Banger?
I listen to a lot of call, social Kev. Media things.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking.
And then in the second hour, there was the brawl.
For an
There was the Killian Dane Matt Riddle thing.
Which ended in the brawl.
Right. It was giant brawl.
Then you had Emporium showed up.
Oh, yeah. That's
which was
awesome.
Shit. Oh, I love that shit.
I love that shit. Did they bring, like, deli meats and stuff? Was it the Food Emporium?
They beat up... Kushida was supposed to have a match.
Yes. Ooh.
Kushida.
And then Emporium beat up some Jay Brown.
And then Kushida came out and saved the day. And then Walter challenged him.
He didn't even save the day. He just came out and cut a promo. Because it was supposed to be him versus the Jay Brown.
Yes.
And then they beat up the Jay Brown. And Kushida said, this is my time.
Yes. And then Walter said that he was going to destroy him.
Yeah, so now they got a match coming up.
And Kushida gets to pick any two partners.
Oh, is that wonderful. For next week? It's so weird. Like, NXT has always been weird with how they announce their matches. It's either next week or in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks, this match is going to happen. So the live show is going to be interesting to see how they do that.
Tony, are we boring you?
I'm doing something here. I'm listening along. What, I got to fucking have an expression on my face like, ooh, Walter's here. Whatever.
That was cool.
You didn't watch NXT?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Good.
I thought it was fucking
your
amazing.
Boy Leo Rush came back. He's now the number one contender for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Is that match might be tonight? Is it tonight?
I thought.
Oh,
it was...
wonderful. Sorry, Drew. You need a place to
he
crash.
Looked, dude, Leo looked great.
If you need a place to crash on your way home from 205,
I'm glad Leo's back.
Fuck. Are you? He's not fucking crying about carrying people's fucking bags like a little pussy.
Yeah. Well, time heals all wounds, I guess.
I guess.
But it was cool seeing him back. To me. That's just me.
Yeah, he looked like $1 million. I mean, good for him.
Oh, yeah, good for him.
And the match was awesome. Him and Oney Lorcan had a good match.
A lot of filler going to be on this 2 hours NXT.
Well, NXT kind of, I'm not going to say it was filler, but even the 1 hour show, there was some stuff that you were just like, all right, let's get to know these guys and see what happens.
The opening with Triple H was cool. I'll give him that.
Oh, well, I mean.
We are NXT. Is that what he did?
Is essentially, yes.
Yeah, in a nutshell.
And then, like, he walked out. He was, like, he was on the big screen, and then he did his thing, and then he walked out.
Ooh, look at me. I'm making people happy. Now, I'm the magical man from Happy Land in a gumdrop house on Lollipop Lane.
Who's worse, Mauro or Kevin Kelly?
Mamma mia! Here I go again!
Not having heard Kevin Kelly since a few months, I don't think either one of them are bad.
Wait, Kevin Kelly's on NXT now?
No, yes. Kevin Kelly does the New Japan shows, but he fucking does the same thing that Mauro does. He screams, Destino! 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 Enough with the fucking scream. I can't stand fucking Mauro Ranallo.
Can we go backward for a little bit?
Yeah.
Why is it chic all of a sudden to have guys like Jim Cornette, Tony Schiavone, Jim Ross? Why are they going back to the old guard for commentary? Do they have no faith in what's going on with the new guys now? Yeah, like, why are they rewinding with all this other... Ken Resnick just got signed to the NWA.
Well, look which companies are doing the moving backwards.
I heard that Raw is going to get a whole new broadcast booth soon.
But they're not going backwards.
Well, NXT's got a whole new... They got rid of Nigel. He's not doing NXT anymore.
Well, he's probably going over to UK, no?
Yes, but he was calling...
No, I know.
205
but,
and NXT, and now he's
out. Well, 205 is going away soon, right?
I don't know.
That's the word.
It's. Are you sure it's not Mauro, Nigel, and Beth?
They're getting rid of Nigel.
And he's going to strictly do UK and 205?
I think he's just going to do UK. It's weird. WWE, Corey Graves is fucking awful.
You got it.
He's awful. They brought in, who's the new kid they brought in on Raw? Fuck.
Vic Joseph.
Yes, Vic Joseph is good. I like Vic Joseph. Renee Young is fucking awful.
She's the drizzles.
Awful.
And on the flip side, Beth Phoenix is awesome.
Flippity flip.
Beth Phoenix is really good at commentary. So, yeah, it was Vic Joseph and this... I remember it was an NXT guy who didn't pan out.
Percy Watson?
No, Percy Watson's gone. I forget who this guy is. I think he used to play. I think he played football. And it, I think,
oh, the kid Williams. He played for the Texans.
Yeah, maybe. Yes. Yeah, yeah. I have no idea who he is, and he just didn't pan out as a developmental guy. At least they just didn't have anything for him. I mean, that's just what we read.
I want to say it's Brennan Williams.
Yes.
Yes, Brennan Williams. Yep.
But again, who knows if any of this is actually going to be true?
Marcellus Black was his name.
So can you honestly see Vic
Marcellus
Joseph?
Marcellus Black? Is he pretty fucking far from okay? Nothing? No Pulp Fiction reference? What?
Nah, I didn't get
it. Wow.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
And yet you fucking watched 5 fucking weeks worth of Oz in one night.
What's wrong with Oz?
I mean it's on demand on HBO.
A lot of dick in the Oz. But...
A lot of dickity doos.
A lot of dick in the Oz. Get
it? I was not expecting that much dick.
Oh God! Sorry, Tony. You're gonna have to like fucking sanitize your whole basement.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
But let me ask you this.
I'm looking forward to getting sick.
Do you guys honestly see Vic Joseph and Marcellus Bennett doing Brennan Williams doing Raw? Like, do you think they're going to make that drastic of a change?
No, but I think Tony's point is that the wrestling business is in a position where they're not.
All right,
they're not putting out any good.
Well, here's
play-by-play and color
commentary,
guys.
Going back to the Tony Schiavone's and the Jim Cornette, and this parlays into Conrad. What is kitsch right now? Like, what do hardcore fans listen to? It's the podcast. It's Schiavone. It's Jim Ross. It's fucking goddamn pal. Who the fuck? Jim Cornette. Like, it's all these guys. So they're trying to grasp that audience.
God
because
damn.
The podcast world loves these guys. They love what happened when. They love
right,
Jim
but
Cornette's
drive-thru.
These guys
are also very good at storytelling versus what you see on Monday Night Raw, where you're not letting your eyes tell your brain what it's seeing, and Corey Graves is talking over.
Oh, no. Corey Graves is the worst.
Well, that's what happens on WWE. They're not letting the story unfold on the screen. They're having... excuse me. When I'm watching a match, I don't need the backstory.
Right, and well,
right?
Some of the old time guys are guilty of that too. Especially when there's good moves happening. If it's a rest hold, that's fine.
I don't want the backstory though. I want to process it myself. I know how we got to this point if I'm watching regularly.
If you're watching regularly,
wait. So who are you complaining doing that?
Oh, it's done all the time on WWE. All the programming, SmackDown, Raw. It's too much.
Myself being a former broadcaster.
Jesus Christ. What you did for that abortion of a promotion in New York City?
I helped sell DVDs, pal.
Yeah, how many DVDs did you sell? 6?
DVDs nuts.
Sounds about right.
I always told the backstory of the matches because you never know who's tuning in for the first time. I get that. You don't need to do it for the entire match. I get it.
Because some people might be watching for the first time.
Yeah, that's
some
the
people,
point.
Some people might be at their buddy's house who ordered the pay-per-view who's a hardcore fan, and you got this guy coming in, and to get, you know, the extra... I mean, it's just nitpicking for sure.
Yeah, like when we watched the Ring of Honor.
First, I get where you're coming from, but if you're ordering a pay-per-view, you shouldn't be telling a backstory, because that's why you're at...
All Elite Wrestling.
No, I'm not saying the guy... I'm not saying, like... I know what's happening because, especially with WWE, they play 8 million videos leading up to the match.
They're the best
first
at it. That's why I don't have to watch their weekly TV shows.
So, but if I'm,
Tony, hit
I his stubbed
foot.
My fucking toes. Kev, I stubbed them. One
Kevin don't like feet.
God, why are your toes so far away from each other?
I'm giving you the fucking
Vulcan death toe.
You're like it's Vader time. That's where your
fucking Von Erich foot.
At least you have you have all of it.
Ooh, a fucking Kerry Von Erich missing foot joke.
I thought that's what you meant.
No, I'm Kevin. I'm fucking walking around barefoot. I'll give you the claw with my toes. Now I'm sitting back. I'm in relaxed Tony mode. Yeah, commentators suck.
But like, all right, so say I'm ordering the pay-per-view for the first time. Say like the pre-show.
Say
or
it was AEW.
Or say the commercials do their job and they get me to order a show. But I still have not seen 1 ounce of wrestling.
AEW.
It's okay for these commentators to tell me why these guys are wrestling.
Yeah.
But not when there's actual move, like not when I'm doing like a fucking triple jump moonsault, for lack of a better phrase, or a chain wrestling spot, or this and that.
No, but that's
when
not-
there's a headlock, or when there's this and that, or when people are taking a powder on the outside. You can go into telling the story as to why these guys.
Yeah, but you don't. But at that point, you should be telling more of the story as to why they're doing what they're doing in the ring. You know, working
fair.
On that.
That's fair.
Working on that arm. When he attacked him last week on TV, he went after the arm. He's going after it again.
That's fair.
Because he likes to put on the claw with that arm, and he knows if he disables the arm,
but am
not
I
gonna be able to get that claw?
Am I a bad announcer? Like, yes. Say someone's getting really, really heated and getting really heated spots. He's like, oh, he remembers what so and so did to, you know, Candice LeRae 3 weeks ago. He's every single punch that this guy's throwing is with.
Well, Vince McMahon did that. You remember the Hogan Orndorff match on the main event? When he's going, every time he fucking punched him, he's like, and he clotheslined him, he's like, oh, that has to feel so good.
Yeah.
Giving him the clothesline.
Like, from what I happened 3 weeks ago on Raw.
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
Is that, it's not a, I don't think that's a terrible thing to say.
I think Vince McMahon calling it back in the day, there was less.
Like when he was grabbing Orndorff for the pile driver.
There wasn't, you couldn't, that, like Orndorff attacking Hogan.
It's so funny, he's the only one that actually says the name right.
Wasn't replayed.
Oh, me?
Him.
Him?
It's like Orndorff. It's not Orndorff.
It's Orndorff.
Everyone else says it Orndorff.
Well, they're wrong.
Yeah, I think they are. I think I just said it because I'm a retard.
Oh, all right. Trying to
no, I know
throw
what
some accolades.
But look, like, if that happened on Saturday night's main event, like you saw it on Wrestling Challenge and Superstars, and that was it. It wasn't like there wasn't social media, there wasn't Twitter, there wasn't Facebook, there wasn't YouTube. So I think in that, I don't know. I feel like the way the announcers were back in the day, like 20, 30 years ago, they let the wrestlers tell the story. They didn't need to be. It seems very overproduced, at least the WWE product.
Oh, it's definitely overproduced.
And with the announcers, I think it affects what you're seeing on the TV screen, in my opinion.
No, you're right.
I could be 100% wrong.
I'm agreeing with you 100%.
I didn't feel this bad before I left, by the way, to come here.
You feel worse?
I think I'm going to die.
It's probably because you're exerting yourself now.
In your basement. I hope I die right on your couch. It still won't smell as bad as when Phil was there, but we'll work on getting it out.
Well, that's wonderful. Hey, we got Brian Malone is calling in.
I was going to get right there.
In a little while, I think Matt is going to die. So while we call the ambulance, Kevin, what are we going to say?
Don't call an ambulance.
Two of us will be back after this.
Are you kicking me out?
No, I feel like you might be.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner. And when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported. And the more everybody can be happy. And we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B+ Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I
every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Nice.
I figured we were talking about Conrad getting into talking about Arn Anderson having his own show. Let's take it back. Oh, please, please sing a few bars with your nauseating nostrils.
Spend my day working hard on the go, but the hands on the clock keep spinning too slow. I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
Hell yeah!
You know my baby's got me wrapped around her little finger. No, I'd want to have to send him back to be with her. So,
to be alone with my baby tonight.
Tony was in a very ornery mood this afternoon when we were talking about show prep tonight.
Sorry. Yes.
And I told Kevin I was going to wow him tonight.
Oh, boy. Does that mean you're going to take your shirt off?
Nope.
I'm nervous about what he's going to do right now.
I'm not going to do anything. I'm the proud owner of a 1-2-3 kid and an Adam Bomb Hasbro figure.
Oh, boy. Loose?
Yes, loose.
So what does that have to do with me?
No,
nothing. It has nothing to do with you. I told Kevin I was going to wow him. Go
if
fuck
people
your
listen, I thought you were going to go in a completely different direction. If you look through the thread of the
oh, why would you think I was going to do? I don't even remember.
Please do not read anything out loud.
No, I'm not. Okay, never mind. But that's huge.
Yes.
So, do I dare ask?
I will tell you off air. It's really not that bad.
It's.
Did you rob a kid with, like, Down
syndrome?
No,
I was taking a shit this morning, and it popped up in one of those Facebook groups.
eBay?
No. It was in one of the Facebook groups, and the price was just right.
A pickup or a...
No. They're going to... Shipping. Yeah. It's really not a bad deal, Kevin.
I know. I feel like I know what it is. If I guess, will you tell me?
Yeah.
For the pair?
With shipping. Shipping's included.
$170.
Higher.
All right, that was my low ball, by the way.
245.
Okay. Lower.
No, 190.
Higher.
210.
Two bills even?
Higher. Higher.
So there's no point in telling us off the air. You might as well just tell us.
Go ahead. Well, you're 210 and 245. I said higher than 210, lower than 245.
You paid 220.
220.
A little higher, Tony.
235.
235.
All right, there you go.
For loose, Adam Bomb, and 123 kid.
I had a good summer. I didn't buy myself shit. And I was like, you know what? I'm fucking doing this.
Reputable guy that sold
yes,
it to you?
Yes, very reputable. So I'm very excited about that. So that was my big... I was going to text you this morning to tell you, but I figured I'd wait till we got on the show.
Yeah, I bought something too.
Did you?
Yeah. I got myself a custom LJN. I know you don't like the customs.
Well, it depends. If Vicious Vin does it,
I was about
it
to say,
great.
Did you?
If your fucking next door neighbor does it and it has like... a fucking third eye on it, then it's a piece
Wait,
of shit.
Your next door neighbor does customs?
Well, no, it wasn't my neighbor. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It was an Ultimate Warrior.
Okay.
And they turned it into a Kerry Von Erich.
Okay.
Because the right foot was missing.
Is this a real thing?
No,
I'm afraid I've got some
fake news.
You are fake news.
Yes, I'm lying. They sold me just the foot with a tassel on it. I paid $745 for it. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you guys want to guess?
I don't feel it's necessary for you to shit on what me and enjoy.
I'm not. Look, who's got Kerry Von Erich's foot?
I do. No, you don't.
The guy's very reputable. It was from a website called Alibaba. I'm sure it's going to be just fine.
All right. Good. Listen, wrestling figures are a big part of wrestling podcasts.
How do you figure, Kevin?
All right. All right, you guys talk.
I'm excited for, I told you guys New Japan dropped a ton of news.
Oh, yes, you did.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Ren Narita. And
who?
Ren Narita.
Is that like a comedian?
No, Ren Narita. Narita.
Oh, Rita Rudner, I was thinking of.
And Umino.
Wait, Rita and Umino?
Umino.
Is that like the fucking throwbacks? What was that tag team name on SmackDown? Deuce and Domino?
It's not Deuce and Domino.
It's Ren and Umino Rumino.
And Ren Narita, they're going to begin their excursions after they finish the Young Lions Cup, so that's a good sign.
Yes.
Because your boys, Roppongi Bongi, went on excursion. And they were known as the Tempura Boys before they went back to Japan.
Of course they were. The now, Tempura Boys.
Break it down. I'm going to fucking Fighting Spirit Saturday night, Tony. And they announced the fucking card.
Oh, boy, can you tell me?
Oh, God, don't care.
Bro, your boy, Tanahashi.
Tanahashi!
He's teaming with the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh, no way.
To take on Naito, Shingo, and Bushi.
Not Ibushi.
Do you know the difference between Ibushi and Bushi?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Ibushi's in a tag match with Okada against Sonata and Evil.
Great.
I'm fucking excited. Go fuck
fucking
your
fucking Robbie Eagles fucked them all up. Fucking Robbie Eagles.
Look, man, the storytelling's great.
Robbie Eagles.
New Japan.
Moron. Beep, beep, beep.
Did you just watch that match, or did you watch anything else?
No, I just watched Jay White. Oh, I watched MLW.
Did you watch the fucking Liger thing?
No, I didn't.
Can we talk about the Liger thing?
We can talk about whatever you want.
So you have no idea what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I didn't see the match where it happened, though.
Dude, it was fucking amazing. The match lasted all of six minutes, tops. Fucking, they come out. It's a fucking 8-man tag match. Your boy Tanahashi is in it.
Tanahashi.
Zack Sabre Jr.'s in it. Fucking Suzuki tries to take off Liger's mask. Liger battles back. Liger takes off his own mask, and he unveils Kishi Liger. Am I saying that right?
Kishi Liger? Wasn't it Liger?
Kishi.
Kishi and Bishi.
Hold on. Liger. Are you really fucking making a snoring sound? Are you fucking serious right now?
I'm snorting. I was breathing in.
Are you really serious? It was
not everybody has clean sinuses like yourself tonight.
Fuck your hand. Kishi Liger. This is a...
He takes off his mask and now he's Kishi Liger.
He's Kishi Liger. Kishi Liger is...
Does that mean he rubs his Samoan ass in people's faces?
No. Asshole.
That's pretty good.
This is his alter ego.
Thank you, Kevin.
Very much like Finn Balor's demon.
Oh, wonderful. And he tried to stab somebody, didn't he?
He did try and fucking stab somebody. He's only used it a handful of times.
I was going to ask you, and this is going to sound like I'm a wrestling noob, I've never heard of Kishi Liger before.
I'm with you. I never heard of this before either.
You made it up.
No,
it's true. I've read it. I thought it was Kushin Liger, though, for some reason. Throw the bell at him. Throw the bell at him.
Oh, I'm going to cry like Seth Rollins.
I'm going to fucking hurt you.
No, you're not. Shut up. Ow!
Yeah, eat a dick.
Eat one.
So apparently this is something that
fucking cockhead
originated with his feud with Great Muta in 1996.
Oh, great. A bunch of frigheads painting each other up and throwing hot potatoes at each other. Wonderful.
When he turns into Kishi Liger, he's more aggressive. He uses the mist. It's fucking awesome. It's like the last resort. Like when he...
It's like dude, Papa Roach.
It was cut awesome. My he fucking life grabbed the fucking pieces. Knife. He tried to fucking Sam Suzuki. They're going to have a one-on-one match at the next New Japan show that we pick, King of Pro Wrestling.
Oh, great. Is that tomorrow?
It's not tomorrow.
Can we pick that tonight?
I mean, you can.
We can if you really want to.
No,
we
can't.
They announced the card.
It's time to pick some punk shit card that we don't even know of for New Japan with Bishi Ishii Liger. Sorry.
Listen, I mean, you're a dick about it, but like, I still feel like worse because I don't know about it.
It's fucking awesome. If you can go and find the clip, it's probably like 4 minutes long.
Is that awesome? I read that it happened, but I can't believe I've never heard of this Kishi Liger before.
The fucking setup has been amazing. I'm going to fucking stab you in the neck. I'm going to jump.
What did I do?
With this red pen, I'm going to fucking stab you.
Why the fuck you lying?
You're really poking the bear, buddy.
With the bear.
Don't poke the bear.
The bear.
Dummy. Yeah.
Don't fucking dummy you.
You're fat.
Fuck your ass up.
You cocksucker!
we went through every single drop.
I know, I got nothing left. Oh, and I got this. That's Matt on the way here thinking about talking about New Japan tonight.
You know what, Tony?
No, go ahead. Keep going. You're fine.
You're being a fucking...
I'm not. Keep going.
Donovan Dickhead.
Come on. Andy Milonakis is calling.
A Kentucky Klondike.
Whatever fucking
Kenny Omega called fucking
Donovan Dijak?
Yeah. Being a fucking Donovan dickhead.
It's a work.
No, it's not.
You guys are Bucky boys.
You're a Bucky boy. How's that like sound? That.
Bucky O'Hare?
No. Chris Jericho called the Young Bucks Bucky boys.
It's good one. Thanks for fucking chiming in.
Yeah,
you talked
welcome.
About the Lacey Evans thing. Did you talk about the Dana Brooks thing?
What happened with Dana Brooks?
Where she put fucking The Fiend on her Snapchat when he was just standing around backstage.
I did not see that.
Apparently the internet wrestling community lost their minds just like they did with the fucking Rey Mysterio thing because people need to get a fucking life.
You dummy, you took my fucking going home.
Oh, God, don't care.
What was the Rey Mysterio thing?
Where, I mean, they called him Nacho Libre when he was on camera at the Vikings.
They didn't call team. Him Nacho Libre.
They called him Nacho Libre.
Is that what your post, your Nacho Libre post was about on the Twitter?
Yes. They said, oh, he's one of those luchadors.
He's here. He look like- at him. He's in his mask. It's like a luchador. It's like Nacho Libre. They called him Nacho Libre.
They compared him to
the masked, Jack Black movie.
A masked wrestler movie that Jack Black was in.
Who gives a shit?
I don't give a shit.
No one does.
Who does? Why did you bring it up? You stole my going home.
People fucking care, Kevin.
People were offended that they referred...
They wanted the guys from Fox fired. It was racist.
I don't even like Ray, and you guys are dicks for saying that.
Yes, out of fucking control.
Wait, your problem's not with the comment. Your problem's with the movie.
No.
Fucking disrespect.
Because the movie, there would be no Nacho Libre if it wasn't for the movie.
Fox calls Rey Mysterio Nacho Libre. What a joke. WWE has a deal with you, dorks.
Wait, who called him Nacho Libre?
The announcers said he was like Nacho Libre. Nobody called him Nacho Libre.
Is this the Laszlo from like
the play-by-play guys?
Yes.
Like Cole, yada yada, Graves,
whoever
Todd Phillips, whatever.
Whoever
was
doing the Vikings game.
Oh, football. It was a football. Yes. Oh, and Rey Mysterio was in the crowd Oh my God. Shut the fuck up. That was an issue?
Yes, thank you, Kevin.
This is
what are the odds any football related person knows the backstory of any wrestler wearing a mask? It was like he was a fan for all they knew. I mean, they may have said Rey Mysterio like a
He's
Nacho
probably trying
Libre.
To make it topical too. Like people would know
Dude,
Nacho Libre.
Luchador masks are popular in every single other aspect of life. You expect every single person that gets a luchador mask and puts it on their face and goes to event. I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, the people that put the mask on don't even know what mask they're putting on. So you expect an announcer, a football announcer, to get it right or to oh, that's Rey Mysterio, you know, 3-time world champion of. Cruiserweight champion, tag team champion. No, I expect him to say something silly like, oh, like Nacho Libre.
Somebody was like, Rey Mysterio is a legend. You diminishing them makes you look very foolish because you have a deal with them.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I don't lost say mind, it. Dude.
I'm not, no, read more. Are there more?
This is what one guy said.
Because I want to shit on all
I don't
all
know
of
these
them.
Commentators.
I'm very aggressive right now.
I do know if a network acquires a new product and guests are on your show representing said product for the same network, you diminishing them makes you look very foolish. Difficult to respect. Hashtag Fox Sports. Rey Mysterio is legend. Watch your mouth.
All right. People are going to bat for. Oh my God! Shut the fuck up.
They're going to bat for the chubby
all right.
skunk.
Say yeah. Say Psychosis was still under a WWE contract and had a mask on. What if it was Sin Cara and they called him Nacho Libre? Would people get their panties in a wad?
Who
what if it was?
Gives a shit?
What if it was Lince Dorado? Who gives a shit?
People have nothing fucking better to do with their fucking time.
I don't expect.
Yeah, it's 8:20.
I know. Oh, wow. I'm putting it out there.
I'm sorry.
My
rant will have to wait.
No, we'll get him in on this. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now on the Shining Wizards Hotline, he is one half of the Bouncers. He is the Kingpin. He is the Brawler. He is a fellow podcast host on the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing, Mr. Brian Molanos. How are you, Brian?
good. I'm very punctual as well.
We appreciate
8:20 on the dot.
We appreciate the punctuality.
Before we jump in, how much have you been drinking? I saw you posted that you've been drinking a little bit. How are we feeling?
I'm all right. You know, it takes a lot to get me going.
Yeah,
so,
you are a big man, no doubt.
I feel like you and I should be friends, like forever.
Indeed.
So Brian, you called in the middle of us. We were going on a little tirade here. We're talking about this Rey Mysterio. Fox Sports thing. Are you familiar with the situation here?
I can't say that I am. I'm sorry.
Okay, so long story short, Rey Mysterio Jr. was at the Vikings game, and he was in the crowd, and Fox took a... They went to him on camera
with
just
with
a shot.
His mask on. He had his mask.
He had his mask on, and the announcers were like, that's WWE superstar Rey Mysterio Jr. He's like a luchador. He's like Nacho Libre. That's all they said. And the internet, wrestling community lost their fucking minds.
Lost them.
They wanted these guys fired. It was disrespectful. It was racism at its finest. So we're just we're going down that rabbit hole.
Wow. Well, I don't know about all that, but you know, they probably should educate their announcers. You know, there's that whole. I think it probably has more to do with that whole stigma of real sports versus quote unquote fake pro wrestling. I'm sure it's that old tired narrative at this point. And I can imagine there's quite a few people over at Fox who probably up in arms who, you know, not happy with WWE being under the Fox Sports banner, I'm sure.
There it is.
That's unfortunate. And you talk about the fake world. There's nothing fake about what's going to happen Friday night. In Las Vegas at Death Before Dishonor. The Bouncers, yourself, and Beer City Bruisey. Bruisey! Don't mind me. I feel like I'm dying. You guys are going to... You're looking for revenge against Vinny Marcelli and Silas Young, and you guys have not had the best of times with them. Cigarettes have been put out on you guys. Assaults. I mean, this is... Gloves are off. I would even go as far as to say this should be unsanctioned by Ring of Honor because I think somebody might die.
Well, this is it's going to be wild, man. No doubt. I mean, we've been beating the hell out of him with chairs. We've had, you know, Bruiser had a cigar put on him. He had a tooth knocked out. He had a metal bar put in his mouth. Bloody, beaten, battered. You know, I guess the only unfortunate thing is we're not going to get our hands on TK Orion too. But Silas Young will have to do. And I mean, blood has been spilled, and I can assure you more blood will be spilled on Friday night in Vegas, and things are going to get crazy. No disqualification, barroom brawl. You know, I don't know if there's ever been another barroom brawl in the history of Ring of Honor, but if not, we're going to set the bar pretty high.
Now, you mentioned that the Beer City lost a tooth. He didn't really have many to lose to begin with.
Well, I mean, that's the unfortunate thing. I mean, he's not working with a lot there. And, you know, you take what little he had, you know. So, the whole I can't bite because I ain't got no teeth is really taking on a new meaning at this point.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. Shit, I don't even know what to say. I feel bad for Vinny and Silas because I feel like, I mean, if you look at you and Beer City Bruiser, I mean, you might be the last two guys in the room that anyone wants to pick a fight with. So for them,
well, not these two fools. You know, not these two guys. Well, Vinny, I don't think is playing with a full deck, and having known Vinny for the entirety of his pro wrestling career, I can assure you that the dude has lost a few marbles along the way, and you know, he's really obsessed with horror movies and all that junk and red balloons and you know, so you know, he I think he wanted this. I think he, there's almost like a sick part of him that is looking forward to it, and you know, I guess be careful what you wish for.
Exactly. And sometimes, like, I'm a skinny guy, and I don't have all my marbles there, and sometimes those are the scariest people. Like, you might be as big as you guys want to be, but sometimes the ones you least expect might be the ones that bring you the most trouble. Obviously, Silas, everyone knows what he can do, but the wild card, I think, is Marcellia. And are you worried about this barroom? Because again, barroom brawls are crazy, and I believe this is the first one in Ring of Honor.
First one in Ring of Honor, but not the first one. Not the first barroom brawl the Bouncers have been in. But you know, here's the thing. You know, people mistake our smiles and our love of a good time for weakness. And you know, I don't want to speak for the Bruiser here, but I can tell you that I'm absolutely out of my friggin' mind. So I'm gonna have a few pops, and I like to get feisty when that happens. And you know, who knows what the hell happens? I mean, you're talking. I mean, if you follow the Beer City Bruiser's career, I mean, in Ring of Honor, this is a dude who throws himself off the top rope to the floor routinely, has done it through a table on Jay Lethal. And these aren't guys that knock teeth out of his mouth. So can you imagine what the Beer City Bruiser is going to have in mind for Friday night in Vegas?
Oh, I can't even imagine. Let me ask you this, though. Who's your favorite beer-swilling wrestler of all time?
Oh, my favorite beer-swilling wrestler of all time. Wow, that's a tough one. I mean,
I bring the heat.
I mean, who doesn't love Stone Cold? I guess. I mean, I wasn't. You know, full disclosure, I was actually more of a Rock guy in the Attitude Era. I didn't love Stone Cold, but I've come to appreciate Stone Cold more as I've gotten. But you know what? I think the answer is obvious, right? It's right in front of my face. My favorite beer swilling wrestler is my tag team partner, the Beer City Bruiser.
That's.
I mean, I think I'm obligated to say that at this point.
I agree.
Shut your mouth, you thong wearing fatty.
Man. So, all right. So, Death Before Dishonor, big high profile match for you coming up this Friday night in Las Vegas. Talk about your evolution in Ring of Honor and what it kind of means to you being in this kind of high profile match, along with obviously the Beer City Bruiser and of course Vinny and Silas. What exactly are you getting out of Ring of Honor tenure right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, on a very real level, this is 18 years in the making for me. You know, when in the era, of course, that you come up in and you dream of wrestling on pay-per-view. That's a big deal, being on pay-per-view. And I would have been on pay-per-view a hell of a lot sooner than 18 years into my career. But you know, it makes it that much sweeter. So my time in Ring of Honor has been really unbelievable. Just kind of past 3 years since I attended did a tryout camp with them and earned a spot in the top prospect tournament and kind of, you know, kind of just wallowed for about a year, taking whatever I could get, whenever I could get it sort of thing. And then just, you know, just about 2 years ago, they had the idea to put me and the Bruiser together. And ever since then, it's been a whirlwind. I mean, we get a, you know, a main event match against the Elite and Philly and yeah. Silas leaves us. And then all of a sudden, now we're coming through the crowd. We're getting hammered on the way to the ring.
It's so awesome.
People are chanting beer, 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 beer. And it's been wild. It's been so cool to all the places we've been now, you know, for this last year and really how we've been received by the fans and how it's turned around. Because I don't know about you guys, if you guys know this, but the old IWC can be a little brutal, especially sometimes Ring of Honor fans when somebody's new or maybe somebody's a little outside the box.
No, absolutely. They're brutal and vicious fans.
Ghouls.
I mean, I'm going to agree with you. And we talk about that a lot, especially when people think of like the core of Ring of Honor. And sometimes when things change, they're not necessarily as welcoming. Because obviously, like in every company, and Matt, I'm sorry I cut you off. When things change, people aren't necessarily welcoming to that change. But it's happened a lot in Ring of Honor. And for some reason, this time around, it seems like fans are, like you said, the IWC are a little more vitriol than they should be. What do you say to those fans?
I mean, I say, you know, it's not an either or thing. This is not 1999 and you have to make a choice. There's things like, you know, DVR and on demand, and you don't have to make a choice as a wrestling fan. You can consume everything. And as far as the Ring of Honor product goes, you know, no offense to the guys in the Elite, and they're great. And I really enjoyed my time sharing a locker room with them and sharing a ring with them. But you know, there's a lot of guys who have left Ring of Honor, and everybody spelled the, you know, wrote the obituary for the company. And here we are still standing, and Friday night, we're going to go live on pay-per-view to the world. So, you know, it to me, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, you know, when I look around and I see, Jay Lethal and I see the Briscoe brothers and I see Matt Taven, you know, and I see guys like that, and I'm like, yeah, we're going to be just fine. I'm not worried about it. And you know, to the guy, the you know, the Elite guys and AEW and all that, hopefully it's an enormous success, because the more successful that is, the more successful the pro wrestling business as a whole is going to be.
You kind of answered the next question I was going to ask you. 3 years in Ring of Honor, you've seen so much turnover from the Adam Coles and the Kyle O'Reilly to the Elite and the Codys, and now I feel as a Ring of Honor fan, I think you guys are just in a weird place, and that's not a bad thing. I am a little upset that they're not doing Final Battle at the Hammerstein Ballroom, but I know you have no control over that. What's that whole 3 year experience been like to see different faces come and go? And I mean, you guys have some of the hottest young talent right now. Bandido just won the PWG Bola, yeah. And he's a huge part of Lifeblood in the Ring of Honor roster.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a transition. It's definitely been weird to see, you know, it's a very different locker room than when I first came in. But like I said, the guys who lead the locker room are all still there. No matter the guys that left, the leaders of that locker room have been the entire time I've been there for long before I got there. Jay Lethal, the Briscoes, Matt Taven, guys like that have led that locker room. So, but you know, it's kind of the story of Ring of Honor. You know, guys leave and go elsewhere. And I think for us as a company, it's, you know, let's be a destination. Let's be where people want to stay. I can tell you right now that that's where I want to be. That's where I want to stay. It works perfect in my life. I'm not on the road, you know, 200 plus days out of the year. I get to come home and be with my family quite a bit, and my kids, and spend a lot of time with my children. And, you know, so I think it is. You know, you're right. It's, I guess it's a bit of a weird spot just because of all the transition, but that doesn't mean that the guys in the company are any less talented. It's just a matter of that reestablishment and that reeducation, and letting you know that, yeah, hey, look, guys like Bandido, guys like Roosh. I mean, I absolutely love I put it out on Twitter. Legitimately, I think Roosh is my favorite pro wrestler on earth right now. Absolutely love the guy. But there's a lot of talent on that roster. And if you're not watching, then you're really missing something special.
And you said that you wanted to make this place a destination for professional wrestlers. And clearly, there have been mainstays. You mentioned Jay Lethal. You mentioned the Briscoes, guys like Kenny King, even like Rhett Titus and all these guys. How would you like convince certain wrestlers like that may have this opportunity but may have other opportunities? Like, hey, Ring of Honor is where you need to be. Like, how would you sell that to people?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's thinking about. So I think quality of life is a big thing. You know, they obviously. You know, when you think about money and things like that, and WWE, I mean, I don't even think WWE is a wrestling company anymore. They're more of a media conglomerate than they are a pro wrestling company at this point. So, dollar for dollar, I mean, who's honestly going to be able to match them, top to bottom, dollar for dollar type of thing? And nobody. But for me, it's that quality of life. Can you make a great living and sleep in your own bed a good portion of the time and be there for as many, you know, important things in your personal life that you want to be there for. That's pretty cool to me. That's pretty cool that I get to travel the country and hopefully next year travel the world, but still spend a lot of time at home and, you know, not missing out being on the road 6 days a week.
Besides yourself or your tag team partner, pound for pound, who is the toughest person on the Ring of Honor roster?
Ooh, you know, there's a lot of people who might get mad at me. I mean, you know, truthfully, he came right to mind. Shane Taylor. Shane Taylor's a beast, man. And, you know, you talk about the way, you know, I think our hallmark is the way we move for guys our size. But I don't know if I've ever seen somebody with as quick a hands as a guy, you know, the size of Shane Taylor. Dangerous man in the ring. And I'm real happy for Shane to get the spotlight on him and really be able to showcase himself. And I think people sleep on Shane a little bit and what he's capable of. And, you know, I'm sure everybody is going to be behind Flip Gordon in that match Friday night. But, you know, I put my money on my main Shane.
And Shane,
my man Shane, as I fumble through that.
No, it's fine, dude. Listen, you're right at home with people that stumble over their words.
Oh yeah, you fit right in here.
And we've been doing this for 8 years, so you're right at home. So let me ask you this though, real quick, getting into Death Before Dishonor, any expectations going into this event other than your match? Anything super exciting that you're looking forward to in terms of the event as a whole, the experience as a whole? It's Vegas. I mean, what do you have?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Vegas is always wild, man. It's, you know, Vegas is a crazy place. And, I mean, truthfully, I can't wait to sit back and watch that main event. Roosh and Matt Taven for the world title. You know, it's I think the story is compelling. And Matt Taven's on his quest to want to become the greatest of all time. But you got a guy who Roosh who's unbeatable. And just, I mean, his matches are insane. You know, if you're somebody and you're not, again, if you're not watching Ring of Honor and you're not familiar with Roosh, familiarize yourself really quick because his matches are just wild and out of control, and he moves a million miles an hour at all times. And I don't know how he doesn't get tired like 3 seconds into his matches, but he doesn't. And I'm really, you know, I'm really looking forward to sitting back and watching that one myself.
So who you taking? You thinking Taven retains and stops an undefeated streak, or you think Roosh is going all the way through?
No, the hell with the Kingdom, the hell with Matt Taven. I think Roosh is like an honorary bouncer, by the way. You know, when we're on the road, Roosh isn't too far from the bouncers. I think it's because we always have a ton of beer, but I could be mistaken.
How does? Let me cut you off. How does one 175-pound wrestling podcaster become a bouncer? By the way.
You just got to hold your own, man. You just got to be able to hold your liquor and keep going all night. I mean, you know, I we were in Milwaukee a couple weeks ago, and I don't think I got back to my room till about 4 a.m. So, you know, as long as you can sustain that, then, you know, 4 a.m. and then I got to catch a 7 o'clock flight. You know, that's the lifestyle of a bouncer.
Well, the KJG, he can stay up all night.
I can. I'm with you.
So let me ask you, as we wind down this little interview, you are also a fellow podcaster, the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing, for those not familiar with it, at the WPAN on the Twitter machine. And you guys just dropped an episode yesterday. Tell us a little bit about the podcast.
Yeah, so, you know, it's, you know, funny, ironic adventures. I'm on a my partner likes to open the show talking about he's on an extended hiatus from the ring as a former referee. I'm on a bit of an extended hiatus from the podcast itself, just due to all my commitments between wrestling and life and all that. But yeah, what we just basically like to do is kind of just give our unique perspective. I mean, I've been in the wrestling business almost 18 years. My partner, he cut his teeth, you know, for Kowalski's IWF filming shows way back when. I mean, he literally was the cameraman that shot Triple H's first match. And when he was, you know, he was, I think, late teens at that point. So he's been around and in the wrestling business for a very long time. So we, you know, we try to stay away from some of the, you know, we don't really cover a lot of like current WWE or anything like that. We, you know, some old, some current, some new. I like to talk about the things that I'm doing out there, obviously. And we just like to have a lot of fun and give our own unique perspective on the pro wrestling business as two guys who have been around for a minute or so.
I'm going to hit you with two quick questions real quick. These are just cheesy cornball interview questions.
All right.
One, dream opponent. Two, your favorite era in wrestling ever.
I mean, these go hand in hand. I mean, my dream opponent, you know, I'd like to fancy myself a pretty good professional wrestler. And part of me definitely romanticizes had I been a grown man wrestling in my favorite era of pro wrestling, the 1980s, then I would have had a loop or two with Hulk Hogan when he was on top. And made that infamous $10,000 a night the Big Boss Man was making when he first came in. But yeah, I mean, if I ever would have gotten a match with Hulk Hogan, that would have just been, you know, the ultimate. And I'm a child of the 80s. You know, you love what you grew up with. Yeah. And I absolutely fell in love with 80s era WWF. Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper, Randy Savage, Paul Orndorff. You know, these were the stories of my youth.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
You know, I would have liked it better if you could have cut in. Remember the old Hulk Hogan workout tape? Some of the sound clips from that are pretty interesting.
Yeah, we used to laugh all the time just playing that. Like, you'd hear music for 5 minutes, like, "Don't give up on me, Hulkster."
What about him with like me?
I had that. I literally remember working in my bedroom with the stupid blue dumbbells, yeah, listening to that, just not knowing what I was doing.
With the yellow and white headband and the cassette tiara, and Paul Orndorff was the guy that used to advertise the thing.
Wow, and I remember, like, they had, like, the grip thing, like the, yep. You know, you hold in your hand and you do the grip strengthening thing. Yeah, man, it was great. I had all that stuff. It was, man, you know, it's funny. I listened to, I don't know if you guys listened to it, but the Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins wrestling figure podcast. And man, does that make me want to just go out and buy all those damn LJNs again.
Oh, boy, you're scratching me right where I itch, my friend.
You're talking to the right people here.
That figure itch, if you will.
You know, I look on eBay all the time and look at the prices, and you know, I've actually considered, you know what, maybe start to dip my toe in, and maybe I'll start like a Hulk Hogan only collection, but we'll see.
Well, I can help you out with that. Hit me up on eBay. No.
No, all right, good to know.
That's my it's my favorite podcast other than ours is the Major Brothers podcast. So shout out.
Yeah, you know, it's tremendous. Yeah, it's definitely got me. It's that bringing back that nostalgia. And again, you love what you grew up with. And for me, it's that era. It's the, you know, probably some of the worst wrestling figures of all time. The big rubber ones that don't move.
Oh, the LJNs.
LJNs.
The worst.
Cool.
Yeah. The worst.
Shut up. You're just mad because your mother bought you Terry Funk and you hated Terry Funk.
Terry Funk was a peg warmer. But the LJNs.
Hey, don't sleep on. I mean, maybe you didn't like his figure, but you know, Terry Funk is a guy who I have come to absolutely love over the last few years. I never watched a ton of Terry Funk, and my memories of Terry Funk are really older. You know, Terry Funk, a guy he feels like he's been 50 for, you know, 40 years. But,
yep.
I mean, just watching some of his older stuff, and man, he was something. He's a guy who probably doesn't get enough credit in the history of pro wrestling.
Oh, and he's a maniac. He's an absolute maniac.
And it's awesome.
All right, so you drink and you like the Major Wrestling Figure podcast. We are best friends. So
do we just become best friends?
I think we did. I think we did.
Fantastic.
Take it away, Matty boy.
Brian, before we let you go, somebody on our Patreon, they said you were a huge Tom Brady fan. Can you elaborate on that?
What jerk says this? I hate the New England Patriots with an undying passion. I just, you know, you know what's funny? These crybabies up here, they were loving it when the Patriots got Antonio Brown for free. But then when I've been on them after it failed in 1 week, oh, it didn't really mean anything. Oh, you weren't saying that a week ago, you know? And then when he got the allegations against him, you're talking about a fan base that has defended everything from prostitution to manslaughter. So. There you go. So that the person who asked that question there is somebody who I'm sure was defending Aaron Hernandez when the allegations first came out.
Ring the bell.
I got to turn my mic.
Yeah. Well, as a diehard Jets fan and you have a diehard Dolphins fan here, we both hate the Patriots.
Hey, Giants fan, right here.
Well, you beat them for the twice. So Jesus Christ.
Brian,
my brother's a big Dolphins fan. I can a funny story. The 18-1 year for the Patriots. My brother, a Dolphins fan, me, a Steelers fan. The Plaxico Barrett touchdown, me and my brother. My brother's also a big guy. My brother is a very large man, bigger than me, believe it or not. And the two of us hugging and jumping up and down for the Giants beating the Patriots. By the way, neither of us are Giants fans. So great sports memory.
I hate the Giants.
It was amazing. The catch. That's all you need to remember.
All right.
The catch.
Brian, it has been an absolute pleasure having you join us tonight. We will be tuning in Friday night. It's on ROHWrestling.com, Fight TV, and your local pay-per-view providers. Death Before Dishonor 17. It's kind of crazy that Ring of Honor has been around that long, but it's awesome. You will be in a tag match. The Bouncers take on Vinny Marcellia and Silas Young in a barroom brawl. Brian, it's been a pleasure. I can't speak because I am an idiot. Follow Brian on Twitter at Brian Malonis. Follow his podcast at the WPAN.
Doing it right now.
And definitely check him out. Brian, anything you want to leave the fans with before we let you go?
No, I mean, you know, just other than, you know, when it comes to guys like me and the Bruiser, I think the one thing we do well is when people actually give us a chance and watch us wrestle, we turn heads and they become fans. So go into this Friday night. Give us a chance, and I think you're going to see two guys who are working their hardest to make a dream happen, and We firmly believe we are one of the best tag teams on the planet, and you'll see on why on Friday night.
Brian, it's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your night. We're excited to see you Friday night on Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
And love to have you back on.
Absolutely. Anytime you want to come back on and shoot the shit, talk about
anytime.
Hulk Hogan wrestling figures.
Go Pets!
The football, Tony's a fucking jerk off.
I'm a Giants fan.
Tell a friend. Best of luck this Friday night, Brian. Thank you so much again.
Kick some ass, brother.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
See ya. Brian Malonis, there we go. Brawler Malonis, one half of the Bouncers. Great interview, fun guy.
He's not a mushroom, he's a wrestler.
Did I say mushroom?
You said fun guy.
Fun.
Fuck your hand.
But you asked that I say mushroom.
That's true.
And then you corrected me. No, you said fun guy.
back to New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Hurry up, because we got to get the picks.
I know. Roppongi Bongi.
Bongi.
And the last two destruction shows, they have pinned the Gorillas of Destiny. In 8-man tag action, so
hot tag.
We got a tag match coming up in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Hell yeah!
All right, Tony.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, another disaster. This time it's Death Before Dishonor 17 at Sam's Town in Vegas.
Just because I'm a 2-time lead taker, I'm a lead taker, heartbreaker, shoemaker. Don't you make those shoes for free?
Are we all doing the pre?
Yes, absolutely.
Hula, the pineapple guy, Jeff Cobb, takes on Tattoo Man and Big Beer Gunned Brody King.
I can't even believe this is on the pre-show.
What?
This is fucking crazy.
Well,
I kind of like this, actually.
Ba-da-da-da. On the pre-show, though?
It's such a huge match that I kind of feel like they're doing it out of respect. For some reason, Ring of Honor just rolls that way.
Wait, what show is this on?
Death Before Dishonor?
The pre-show. Sorry.
Dummy.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, who you got?
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is really weird.
Yeah. Dummy.
I don't know the future of Villain Enterprises because I don't know how long Marty's going to be there. But I don't know what they're doing with Jeff Cobb because he lost so quickly to Matt Taven a couple months ago at the 17th anniversary. It wasn't the 17th anniversary show.
Yes. That's so Taven.
God, I'm going to go. Stop. I'm taking Brody King.
Kev?
This is
Hula Hula, the pineapple guy against Big Belly Tattoo Man.
No belts, right?
No belts. Pre-show. Well,
I like this match on the pre-show. I'm gonna agree with Matt. I'm gonna go with Brody King.
Fuck you both. Hula Hula the Pineapple Man. He's gonna slaughter some bitches.
Tony loves Hula Hula the Pineapple Man.
I love Hula Hula the Pineapple Man. The Barroom Brawl, the Brawlers, Brawler Malonis and the Pier City Bruiser. Something like that. Versus Vinny Marcellia and Silas Young.
He literally just got off the phone a minute and a half ago, and you can't remember the guy's fucking name.
Can you play the Andy Milonakis team for me?
We booked them pretty late.
Yeah, kind
we of. Did. Probably a tremendous guest. If you have like an hour with them, I'd have the best. Dude, you know what? I'm going with the Bouncers, Beer City Bruiser, and Brian, only because I like them. And Hawkins and Ryder and Beer? Bro.
Yeah, that's my choice. And I was telling Kevin before we started, Silas Young always loses, so fuck him and fuck Vinny Marcellia. He's on the losing ride this time. I'm going with the beer-bellied bastards.
I think the Bouncers get the win, too. I think
fucking
they're going to
get across the board. Ah, the battle of the old buddies. Jay Lethal against Jonathan Gresham.
I'll start with this one.
Go for it.
I'm
going Gresh, too.
I am also going Jonathan
Great.
Gresham.
Great. We're two on the samies.
I think we talked about it. We talk about it every time. I think we're in Studio B. Ring of Honor's in a very weird position. And I think Jonathan Gresham is a great guy for them to
Great showing
the
at the Ebola.
The Rocket. Why did I say Rocket? Oh, my God.
You strapped the Rocket to him. Is that
I
you
said
meant?
Racket.
Oh, Racket. Oh, well, you know that, too.
You know what would be funny?
If
they
die?
Had Ebola in the United Kingdom, they'd have to be afraid of diseases.
Oh, you're the worst.
Because they would call it Ebola.
Bella!
Well, yes, I like Gresham.
Come on, that was funny.
Imagine there were a set of really hot twins called the Ebola twins.
Holy shit.
All right.
First round, number one contenders tournament. Marty Scurll against Boom Boom.
First round?
First round.
I'll go first.
I'm going Marty Scurll. Fuck it. You stole it from me.
Only because it's first round.
And Colt Cabana. I can't take him seriously as a contender.
Boom, boom, bro.
I love him. Can't take him seriously.
Matt? I think Marty, too.
Fuck. We're three for four.
What?
Next first round match. PCO against Kenny King. I'm going Kenny King.
Samsies.
PCO's awesome. Going to do some stupid shit, and he's going to wind up losing.
Also taking Kenny King.
Ah, fuck. The Ring of Honor, or the Women of Honor Championship, champion Kelly Klein against Angelina Love of the Allure.
I'll go first here. I think there's going to be mad outside interference, and I think we're going to see a new women's champion. Even though I think Kelly Klein has Maria in her back pocket.
I watched the latest episode of ROH TV, and Mandy Rose might be my favorite female in all of wrestling.
You mean Mandy Leone?
Mandy Leone. Who did I say? Mandy Rose?
Yeah.
Mandy Leone. But boy, she's my favorite, but she's not in the match. I'm going to go with Kelly Klein to retain.
Ooh, good call.
It's only one of two calls.
Well, no, because I shit on Kelly Klein all the time. You know what? Fuck it. I'm agreeing with Matt. I'm going Angelina Love. Because Kelly Klein, she's kind of not been around, and I think this is the perfect time to pull the trigger.
I could definitely see that. For all the doubters on Angelina Love, the haters.
What's the next big show coming up? Like
Bound for Glory.
Yeah, so maybe she gets...
Glory by Honor?
Glory by Honor.
Or Honor by Glory?
So then maybe eventually she gets that rematch and she becomes a 3-time women's champion. I'm going Angelina Love. Fuck y'all.
Glory by Honor, yes.
I wanted to ask Mr. Malonis about this match so badly, but I hesitated. Shane Taylor defends the World Ring of Honor television title against Flip Gordon and Tracy Williams. It's hot sauce, Flippy Doo, and Bad News Brown. I'm going Flip.
I'm going Flippy Doo.
Fuck. I'm going Flippity Doo.
I think I know exactly who Matt's picking.
I think I'm going to take Hot Sauce.
Did not see that coming.
I think...
I was thinking for sure he was going to stick with Shane Taylor.
So did
and
I.
And they're going to pull some shenanigans.
I kind of wanted to.
I think...
There's a lot of shenanigans that could happen.
Yeah, and I think Villain Enterprises tries to get involved and it backfires.
Are they baby faces, by the way?
I don't know what they are.
Because they fist bump everyone on the way to the ring. I don't know.
I think it backfires. I think Tracy Williams gets the sneak away win. And I think that's just another position Ring of Honor can be in to elevate a new guy. Right. And Shane Taylor doesn't get pinned, so he is doing this.
So you
think
Flippy Doo gets pinned?
Yeah. And then I think Shane Taylor.
So discouraging. I mean, sorry, Flip.
Well, Shane Taylor's doing Shane Taylor promotions, and Ring of Honor won't back him and all this stuff. So now you have a story where he essentially could say, well, I didn't lose the television title, so I'm still the champ,
but I
want the world title.
Isn't, like, the big thing, like, for Flip to be taking over Villain at some point, probably?
Yeah, but his contract isn't... He's not long for that Ring of Honor world.
Who?
Flip.
The only thing I hesitated with Flip on is that he's very injury-prone, and I don't know if they would pull the trigger on him on this one, but I'm still going with him anyway.
Ah, me too. And so, Flip, hot sauce.
We're getting to our final matches.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The Ring of Honor tag titles on the line. The Briscoes defending his lifeblood, Bandito and Mark Haskins. I'm going them boys.
I'm going to go last on this one.
Who are you thinking? Man. Who are you thinking? You think lifeblood? You think Bandito?
They did those shows on Honor Club, and lifeblood did get a pin over the Briscoes. So they kind of planted the seed, but it's really hard to see the Briscoes losing, so I'm going to take the Briscoes.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to pick against the Briscoes. I'm with Matt. Briscoes.
Briscoes across the board.
Yeah. It's just so hard to pick against them.
Did we all take Kenny King, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And your main event, Ring of Honor World Champion Matt Taven defends against the undefeated Roosh.
I'll start this one.
Go for it.
I'm seeing a new Ring of Honor champion. Roosh is the man.
That's a bold call, my friend.
I'm thinking it.
I am with Kevin. I think if you've been following the Matt Taven Roosh storyline, I just think it's time. I think Taven's contract is up, and I think
I don't think it's worked to the level that they wanted it to work, Taven.
And I think Roosh is just he can.
Wait, you took Taven?
No, I took. No, I'm taking Roosh.
You're taking Roosh?
I'm taking Roosh, too. I think Roosh can pull in that CMLL audience, too.
Oh, you mean those fucking great CMLL wrestling fans?
Wrestling fans are wrestling fan, Tony.
I love Matt Taven, too. So much respect and so much love for Matt Taven.
I'm still torn on this one. I am still torn.
I think if Taven retains...
Retavens?
I'm a fucking disaster. This was a terrible idea for me to show up. I'm sorry. If Taven retains, I think the only other person he hasn't defended the title against is Shane Taylor.
Yeah, but isn't Shane Taylor leaving? Like, what's the whole deal with that?
That's the thing.
I think it's a storyline.
So that's why What's-His-Nuts was kind of saying, like, he likes Shane Taylor.
I don't know why. Maybe he just likes Shane Taylor. Who are you picking, Dicko?
I'm going Taven. I'm going against the grain. I think Taven ends the story of Roosh, and he's going to go on, and he's going to tell everybody, all the haters, fuck all y'all. I really was leaning toward Roosh, but like we say, but fuck it.
But fuck it.
You're the only one that says that.
Oh, I say it. No, Matt said it a few times during the interview, and I didn't call him out on it.
Oh, I say it a bunch.
No, somebody said it. I don't know. So we got an 8th anniversary show coming up November 21st. We got new Patreon tiers to support us. $3 gets you the watch-alongs. $1 will get you the mention and get you the 10% off code that works for our merchandise, prowrestlingtees.com. I'm done. I know you want to get the fuck out of here. So if you got a banger or anything that you want to fucking pollute us with?
A banger?
Yeah, don't you always have bangers? Oh, Kev, you had something you wanted to debut tonight, didn't you?
No, that's no.
No?
It was an idea for a segment, not for tonight, though.
I want to send thoughts and prayers out to Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who underwent two emergency surgeries.
Yeah, some bad shit happening.
Due to a severe infection. So I might be joining him in the hospital. You never know.
Oh, great.
Glow is coming back for one more season. So if you enjoy that show on Netflix, Tony's favorite female wrestler in AEW, Kylie Rae, actually returned to the ring Saturday night in Chicago.
Kylie.
So she was back in the house. And then I know you guys touched on it. Maybe we touched on it last week. AEW's show will be called All Elite Wrestling Dynamite.
Oh, see, Nyla Rose had to issue an apology on Twitter.
For what?
Somebody called her out for being trans, and she said that, what's the matter? Did you get diddled by your father when you were younger? Some nonsense like that.
Well, that's a terrible move.
Yeah, so she apologized and said, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. I learn every day, and this was a bad mistake. I got to remember that there's real people on the other end of Twitter, and blah, blah, blah. Took the high road.
In the meantime, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, too.
Fuck you, WWE.
There you go.
You fucking dickhead. Fucking cock. You cocksucker.
There also talks already in place for AEW to have a second show on TNT.
Oh, to rival the ring of the WWF show, right?
Evidently, I don't know. I didn't read where and when. But going home, the word is around backstage, according to PW Insider, is that 205 Live will now be moving to Fridays at 10 p.m. on the WWE Network as of next week, October 4th. Friday, October 4th. So that's not even, is that next week?
Yeah.
Holy shit, my brother's birthday is October 1st. I got to get him a present.
I got a quick going home, too. Have you seen the artwork on the back of the AEW truck?
Yes. With several of them.
I don't know if this is real. This looks like it's Photoshopped. But Hangman Page is on one door, and there's a picture of a horse, and it says Hunter Horse Helmsley.
That's definitely Photoshopped, idiot.
But I've seen that joke before.
Oh, God damn, that's those a good one. Thanks to Stickman for posting that.
Fuck,
that was fucking awesome.
Fuck Bill Goldberg and Dolph Ziggler, too.
Oh, come on. Laugh a little bit with wrestling, you douche.
Come on, it's a work.
Turn into a fucking
come on.
Match.
It's going to be a Raw match.
Fucking God. In your face.
That's right. Is that
Earthquake? Rest in peace, John Kenta.
Jay White's the music.
We'll be back next week.
Fuck Jay White.
Fuck you.
Douchebag. Double champion.
Bye, guys. I'll be at the New Japan Pro Wrestling
Deflated John Tenta
Spirit
motherfucker.
Show Saturday night. I'll be with Kate the Great and a couple other folks if you want to stop by and say hello.
Kevin and I will be visiting Tony Schiavone on Saturday.
You going?
Oh,
yeah,
no,
go to the show?
Oh, I'm going.
You going to the
GoPro show, yeah?
To the GoPro show or the Tony Schiavone show?
Aren't they
it's
one
both,
of the same?
Isn't it?
I thought the Conrad show was in the afternoon.
That's all right.
Ding!
We'll be back next week.
See you next Tuesday, kids.
I hope I live to see you next week.
You will.
This is terrible. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's okay.
No, it's fine.
Hi.